This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Ray Peacock on FUBAR Radio.
My train wasn't cancelled.
Welcome to the show. Coming up today, do you know what? I just want a bit of peace and quiet. I've been sat in the studio for half an hour whilst Nat, supposedly professional producer, just wandered around, busied herself, moved all my stuff right before air, and sexually assaulted me. Check Twitter. So, on the show today, I've just asked Nat something, she said something different. I said, who's first?
Dean McCulloch.
Dean McCulloch, that's the first one. Booked 5 minutes ago. 5 minutes ago, that's the production standard of Natalie. Also coming up on the show today, James Ketchell. Did he climb a mountain, is that right?
A very big mountain.
Climbed a mountain.
Ray Peacock on FUBAR Radio.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. Hello, Nat.
Hello.
You stress me out.
Why?
You can't... What would you say a producer's job is on the radio? What would you say it is? When you went to producing school, what producing school did you go to, first of all?
The one that was in Lincoln.
Lincoln University. Yeah, Lincoln. Or Poly?
No, I actually didn't. I didn't go there at all. I made that up.
Where did you go?
I went to one in Ealing.
Ealing?
Ealing, London College of Music and Media.
Okay, is that where you did radio production there?
Yeah.
Okay, so day one...
Mm-hmm.
I presume you were brought in.
Mm-hmm.
Ignore the stairs.
Okay.
Right, you've been brought into the place, and
yes.
was it lecturer? Is that what it was?
I had a lecturer. Yes.
Name?
Errol.
Errol.
Yes.
Is Errol still alive?
Yes.
Can you book Errol as a guest next week, please? Because I really need to speak to him.
No.
No, I'm genuinely serious.
Oh, don't
book
do that.
Errol as a.
Okay,
I want
fine.
You to book Errol. Well, did you pass your degree?
I did. Yeah.
With what?
With a 2-1.
2-1,
yeah.
With honours. So a degree with honours in radio production.
Mm-hmm.
And how long ago was this?
I don't know, about 6, 7, 8, I don't know. I can't remember when it was.
Well, it wasn't hours.
No, it wasn't
When you first met Errol.
Yeah.
Errol what? What was his surname?
Errol Price.
Errol Price, that's easy done, wasn't it? That was easier than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, no. Don't Google him.
Errol, you just keep talking now.
I think he's left now, so...
What do you mean he's left? What,
the uni?
What, the earth?
No, I think he's... Oh, no, I don't want to start with any predictions of him.
Is it with a Y or an I? Found him.
Oh,
it's an I. Okay. Oh.
What?
Oh, no. Let's come away from that.
Okay.
So Errol Price. So when he came into you the first day,
yeah.
What did he say to you?
Hello, I'm Errol Price.
Right. Are you sure he wasn't another student?
No, he
I presume
wasn't.
It was a special university you went to.
Yeah, only the best. They're the most special people.
Right, okay. So when he said to you about... So his introduction to radio production.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Hi, I'm Errol.
Yep.
Welcome to the university.
Yep.
Over the next 3 years, you know, you'll be studying this and that, your dissertation, blah, 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 blah.
Okay, I mean, I'm choosing to believe you just quoted him directly, given how you've ended up being.
Right.
What did he say about how you should be in the actual work environment? Did he say anything about that at any point?
No, I don't think he really covered that.
He didn't say, no, it's up to you, it's your job as a producer to run the ship, to steady the ship.
Yeah, we're
to keep
very steady.
Keep everyone relaxed.
Who's not relaxed?
Well,
why,
me.
Why are you not relaxed?
Because I sat down at the desk here,
mm-hmm.
Doing all my stuff, did my notes and things, whilst you just ran around talking to yourself.
I know, I was just testing a few things.
No, but you weren't. You did that.
Yeah.
Like 30 seconds to go to airtime. You said, oh, I've not put those things on the system.
Oh, yeah, but that's easy. That's like a two-second
Yeah,
no.
But can you see where that would be stressful for me to be sat here with 30 seconds to go whilst you're rubbing yourself against me?
Well, I don't think
well,
I'm doing that.
Have we got a photo of her rubbing herself against me?
I mean,
cheers,
that's
Will.
Not quite what happened.
Well, it's there. Well, what? Has it been photoshopped?
I don't know what
Has the picture been photoshopped?
I haven't seen this photo that is alleged photo.
Has the picture been photoshopped?
I don't know anything about a photo yet. I'm quite scared.
You weren't aware somebody took a photo of you?
I was just sorting out...
That's the spatial awareness you've got,
clips.
Is it?
I was concentrating on the playlist and dragging over for some trail clips.
Will was stood in front of you and took a photo.
I often miss... Like, how many times Will know this? He's put cups of tea in front of me before and I've missed it.
But anyway,
it.
Point is, Nat, do you think that's a calm, relaxing and,
what?
Most importantly, creative environment?
To rub myself against you?
Not just that. That, was,
be nice
that
before.
Wasn't that bad.
Right, okay.
I've had worse, but not many. But... Do you think this flustering about is a good way of getting it settled?
Flustering.
No, you do.
I was, like, excitable.
Why is, again, why is that? That's no use to anyone.
Because it's like, I'm happy to see you.
Would the captain of a ship, if we were on a ship sailing, if you were told, oh, by the way, the captain's quite excitable today, or if you got on a plane,
yeah,
right, if you sat on an aeroplane and the steward or stewardess walked down the aisle and went, just so you know, captain's a bit excitable today, there's a good chance we'll have a loop before we've even left Heathrow airspace. No. How would you feel then? Would you feel relaxed? Would you feel
I wouldn't really like a loop-de-loop.
No, you wouldn't like a loop-de-loop, would you not? No. So the point of the matter is in a sense, you're the captain. I mean, you're not, but in title, you're the captain of this radio show, okay?
Yeah.
I am creative consultant, and in order to do my job effectively, I need the captain to be, like, steady.
Well, okay,
right?
Yeah,
steady as you go. I don't want there to be any risk of a loop-de-loop, right? That's what I don't want. On any level, right? Now, at the moment, I've had like 40 minutes of loop-de-loop. Even though the first thing I said to you today when I arrived here was, I'm proper stressed out. I've got a really busy day and a really busy week.
There's no need to be stressed. It's all good.
No, there is, because as I've told you,
I've got
to do the radio show, then I've got to run to a meeting, then I've got to come back and do a pre-record here as well. I've not got a minute to myself.
No.
Right? Mm-hmm. Loop-de-loop's all over the place, mate. So what I don't want, what I don't need, certainly... is my captain
loop-to-loop
behaving like that.
Okay, well, that's it. No more cancel the loop.
Well, it's already happened, hasn't it? My dinner is already all over my front.
Oh, no.
Because you've already done a loop-de-loop.
But now it's nice and steady for the rest of the journey.
It doesn't feel steady at all.
It's very steady.
It doesn't feel steady.
What's unsteady?
What have you done in the last week, Nat?
What did I do in the last week? Oh, I went to go and see a Mexican band.
There's a picture. Look at that.
Oh, no. It's going to be horrific because if it's world ticket,
look at that picture. Look at that, Nat.
Oh, my God.
Look at that picture that you did. Look at that. I couldn't help it. I had no choice in the matter, did I not?
Well, sometimes that's a... What?
That's what... Well, why are you sat on me?
Because you
first
said...
Off. What's
you
the noise
said
outside?
Come and, I don't know.
What? I said come and sexually assault me.
No, I need to know what his... What
What's that noise?
It's someone loop-de-looping, I think, outside. They've taken it kind of...
That's too loud. That's too loud for radio.
What is it, though? Is it a spaceship?
That's amazing. Oh, is it? Well, thanks. Thanks.
What did he say?
Will just said in my ear. A helicopter.
Oh.
Well done, Will. Excellent.
Yeah, that's really loud.
Ruin that fun. He said it's plain, actually, is what he said.
Oh, is it?
I'm going to put a song on.
Okay.
This is fucking stupid. Isn't it, though?
Oh, no.
How ridiculous is this?
It's stopped now.
I'm still putting
okay,
this
okay, all right.
Because I'm used to it. When we do the parapod, I'm used to when the plane goes over, we pause the recording.
Okay.
So I'm pausing this recording.
Okay.
Ray Peacock on FUBAR Radio.
11 plus 11, 9 below 0. Are we doing marks?
Yeah, that's for Stuart Robin.
That's for Stuart Robin.
Really that's for Stuart Robin.
Okay.
I think that sounds like something from the 1980s. I don't know anything about the band.
It's not what we're asking.
Okay, I'm going to give
we're asking for a mark
I'm
out of 10.
It a
7.
I'm not
saying give it its biography.
I'm giving it a 7 because I've not heard it before. It's a good
How
choice.
Are you giving that a 7, but you gave London Boys the other week an 8?
Oh, yeah, good point.
How's that anything short of a 10?
Okay, I'm going to give it an 8.5, 8.5.
How is that anything short? Where did that fall down, that song?
It didn't really. I liked it, but you said don't give everything 10s. I was giving
Unless
away...
it is a 10.
All right, I would give it a 10, but I thought you might say don't give it a 10 because you don't like it when...
Well, no, you gave it a 7, first of all.
Well, I'm going to change
to what?
A 9.5.
Where's it lost? Where's it lost
0.5? It hasn't, but just there could
no,
be...
No, you must have...
It's too short.
What do you mean it's too short? Too
I could have done with another minute on it. I liked it.
What, another minute of fluster?
No, another minute of... Duh, 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 right. duh, I liked it.
Watch me do my eye drops.
Oh, no, I don't want to.
Just watch me do it. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to take my headphones off.
Very good with eyes.
Got to do eye drops. Ready? Here we go. Watch it now.
No, I'm watching it. What's going to happen?
Just go... Oh. Dropping my eye. There's one.
Oh, Christ.
Ready? Here's another one.
Yeah.
I'm watching it. Come on.
Why are you doing that? Oh. Does it sting? It looks like it
what?
Does.
What? Does eye drops sting?
Yeah.
No.
Your eyes are... I mean, obviously, I know that.
No, my eyes aren't watering.
No, they look red. As well, red bit
No, redder. It's because I've just dropped a chemical in my eyes, haven't I?
What kind of eye drop is that for?
I think he's doing it quietly, but I think Will is coming out.
He is tiptoeing in. Do you like eye drops, Will?
Proper. Do you like eye drops, Will? Is that your jumping off point? Do you
that
like eye drops,
makes
Will?
Me feel squeamish to watch that.
Yeah, it's not. He said, yeah.
He nodded. He cracked it. Look how he shut the door.
Yeah, it's fine with it.
Yeah.
Do you want eye drops in that?
I don't want I really don't
Are they regular for your eyes?
No, I don't want them in, though.
I went to the opticians, obviously, when I got my glasses.
Yeah.
They said my eyes are very dry.
Okay.
I think it's because I practically live with a fan heater on next to me all the time. My skin's very dry as well.
Oh, I see, right. So it's cold in your house.
It's all right. I just like it.
Yeah.
Like a Vanita.
I think they cost a lot to run, you know.
No.
Do they not?
Not really.
Oh, I could do with one then.
I think it's an urban legend, that.
Oh, is it?
No, I think they used to, but I don't think they do anymore.
Yeah.
So, come on, let's put some eye drops in for you.
I don't want to. It'll ruin my eyeliner.
Why?
I just don't want
eye drops
in. It
won't ruin your eyeliner.
It will do, because it will drip down. It'll go everywhere.
It won't. It goes right in your eye.
I'm not putting anything right in my eye.
I'll do it.
No, I don't want you to.
Why? What's the fun in that?
Test it on Will. He's the guinea pig. I don't want to have anything in my eye.
Will's actually producing. You're not. Just come round in.
I don't want eye drops in.
They're real. It's like 12 quid, this.
Yeah, please.
You just watched me put it in my eyes.
Yeah, I know, but I don't need to have this, whatever it's for.
No, I know you don't. It's content, isn't it? That's what we're doing.
Intensive therapeutic lubrication of the ocular surface in more severe and persistent cases of dry. I don't have dry eye.
How do you know?
And I haven't had any surgical interventions.
Neither have I.
I don't need it.
Give me my drops back.
I don't
have one drop
on.
In one eye.
Can you just... Okay.
Yep.
Would you just do one, though?
Yeah, of course. No, it does it automatically, one drop. Here we go.
Please.
I won't fuck about. Right, you'll
really
have to...
You don't like eye drops.
I know, nobody does, I don't think. That's coming around.
You'll have to
get your head there.
Oh, come on.
Well, how else do you want me to do it?
Okay, all right. I've never had someone put
can
it
you go,
before.
Can you go... I swear I'm not going to fuck about. Can you turn around again and put your head backwards?
I pull my eye down. If you splash it over my face...
I won't splash it over your face. It's 12 quid a tub.
Just do one drop.
I'm going to do it properly. I'm going to do it properly, I promise. I promise.
Okay, right.
I swear...
What do you want me to do?
Well, first off, I want you to come within my reaching ability for a kickoff.
Okay.
No one said you were a guinea pig.
Why are you so desperate to put a hard drop on that?
I'm going to stand up. Don't lean back, because I'm standing up. Right, okay. Turn around. Back to me. And you're going to put your head back so you'll be able to see what I'm doing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right, back. I swear I'm not going to let you go.
Okay.
Back. Nah, just come back so I can do it properly.
No, please don't. Only do one.
Okay,
do
now
one.
Pull your eye.
Oh, God.
Pull your eyelid down. And it's... Can't really hear me. Hang on.
Mm. I mean, I don't think this is interesting for anybody.
Okay. Now, look away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Look away from it. Don't flinch and don't panic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this... Wait.
No!
There we go.
No cares.
Whoa! How brave was that?
Why did we have to have done? I can't even see.
Right.
What the hell is in that?
Now go back.
I'm not having another one.
Did you not see me? Did you not see me switch them? You didn't see me switch them, did you?
What the fuck did you do?
Go back over to your side.
What did he do?
Go back over to your side.
Well, what is he just?
Go back over to your side.
What has happened?
Right. This is the real one here. Look now.
What have you done? What did you pay?
Well, let's just wait and see.
Oh, my...
Shouldn't take very long.
What is it? It'll be LSD or something.
It's not LSD, and okay. I don't think you can have LSD in your eye and it'll make a blind bit of difference.
Liquid, what is it, Will?
Will doesn't know. How would he know?
Well, what... I mean, I don't understand what's going on, not for the first time, but, have you got two different bottles of it?
Yeah, and one of them has the tiniest bit of Tabasco in it.
Are you fucking serious?
So when that reaches the back of your eye...
Are you serious?
This is going to be amazing. Why did you trust me?
Oh, my God. Okay, my eye is actually really hot now.
Yeah, is it burning?
It's not burning, no.
It'll start. Well, wait. We'll wait it out.
Great, so when the guest comes in,
keep blinking. Yeah, you'll definitely get red eye. Definitely. But you'll only have it for 2 days.
Why would you do that to me?
Because of this. This is hilarious to me.
I can't
blink
even see.
It.
I can't
blink.
See.
You can't see.
I can't see.
Doesn't make you go blind.
It's sore. No, it's not actually. I'm placeboing it. I know I am. Because I know that's not real. I know you would not do that to me.
Well, which is the truth? What's the truth?
It's blurry. My eye is blurry.
It's blurry.
Blurry.
It's affected your speech as well, look.
Blurry. Oh, I really hated that experience.
Yeah, it's just
because
an eye
I don't
drop.
Like anyone coming near my eye. No. Well,
it's too easy, isn't it? That?
No, do you know what I mean? There, I don't like.
No,
people,
I absolutely
touching my eyes.
Yeah, I didn't touch your eye.
Well, no, but you had your finger on my eyelid.
Wasn't your eyelid?
No, my eyelid under the eye.
What's that called? Eye bucket.
Eye bucket. Yeah. Eye bucket.
No, I need to pull it down so I can put the drop in. But I didn't do anything.
What did you get?
There was
get
nothing
out of that?
Too invasive.
What did you
was
get
it?
Out of that there?
Well, it killed 7 minutes.
It wasn't 7 minutes. Will got it on bloody camera, so that's great.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch me looking like a dick on video.
Don't you look like a dick?
I'm squeamish
what
about
I liked,
like feet. You know about feet.
There were no feet involved. What happened that I never told you, did I? Because I was away.
Oh no.
What happened with my toe? You'll love this. Right, so...
If it's involving a toenail coming off, I really
okay,
can't handle
so,
it.
Okay, so, here we go. Here's the story. God. Here's the story. Get ready. Look at me now.
Yes.
No, look at me. That's it. Right, after when I left FUBAR, So yes. it would have been I went to Amsterdam. Had I been to Amsterdam?
Yeah, you had been to Amsterdam.
And I came back
you
here then.
About how much you liked the club there.
Okay.
But you had a dodgy toe, didn't you?
Yes. My toe was painted up in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Now, you'll know that about a year ago now, I banged my toe quite very badly.
Yes.
And it bled and all. Yeah, it was horrible. Yeah. It was horrible. And the nail was in a bad way. Very, very black. I was told that the nail would drop off one day, which I thought, okay, I'll deal with that when it happens. And then as time went on, I thought, it's not going to drop off this. It's not going to. It seemed to be back to normal.
Did it go black?
No, it'd been black, but that had gone. Mm-hmm. That had finished. And it was just like, it was a little bit darker than the other one. That's the only real difference. It felt a bit rougher. So, many, many months later, I was at home on the sofa. And I got a sheet. It's a blanket, essentially.
Yeah.
That I threw over my feet.
Okay. Oh, don't.
And
say
something happened. I felt something weird on my foot. I was like, "What's that? What's happened?" And I pulled the blanket off.
Don't say it.
Right?
Please don't say it. So you know I'm squeamish about
this. You don't know what it's going to be.
I know what it's going to be.
I just felt a weird thing on my toe. Didn't hurt. A weird thing on my
not
toe.
Not like a ripping or something?
No, nothing like that. But would that be, how would you feel about that if it was ripping?
I would be sick and pass out.
Okay, so I pulled the blanket off and there was a rip on my toe.
Oh, God. No, there wasn't.
Then I looked at my toe and the nail was like almost at a right angle.
Oh, Christ.
Okay, but it was still attached. It was still attached.
I hate this so much.
Okay. So I basically thought, I don't know what to do. What do I do? Because if this comes off, I've got a bare, a bare toe. Did I cry? No, I didn't cry.
Didn't you freak out a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought I'll have a bare toe if this comes off, and that's the thing that scares me about losing a nail is the, you know, the revealed skin. So I pushed it back onto my toe, just clicked it back into place.
Don't say that. The nails aren't like supposed that. To click in.
Oh. Clicked it into place, right?
I genuinely feel sick.
Back it went. Then I realised that the bottom of the nail was out of the cuticle bit.
Oh.
So I pushed that back underneath there as well.
Did right? you really?
Yeah, I really did.
Oh,
really
God.
Did that. But then was very aware. Then I had to go and give someone a lift. So I went and picked a person up and I told her, I went, oh, it's playing up this nail. Looked at it again when I got home. Rang my dad.
Yeah.
He told me not to be so soft. But he said that when I broke my arm as well. And basically, he said, just pull it off. My dad said, just pull it off.
Why?
Apparently, it's just a dead nail, isn't it?
I suppose,
so he said, just pull it off. Sorry, my mum's just texted me. It's
what
quite important.
Saying?
I mean,
sorry,
she said, just saying, should I give her a quick ring?
Yeah, give her a ring. Nice to check in with
her.
She's been on before.
Sure
I've had her on before.
That she's all right. If she's texted me, then it's going to be important, isn't it?
Say that,
So I didn't pull the nail off, but I did go to a chiropodist.
Okay.
And he pulled it off. Just yanked it right off.
And the toenail.
But all the time I was there,
he
was making jokes.
You don't need
He did loads of jokes because he found out I was a comedian.
Mm.
Did loads and loads of jokes. And he was saying, come on, toe the line.
Oh,
and then,
I see.
Then laughed.
Yeah. Nice.
And how do I get an outside line?
Just you don't need to press anything. Can I just say, Julie said that eye drops are commentary perfect for Radio Double Entendre Awards. So,
then what do I press?
Oh, can you do something with Will's wart?
Listen, I'm calling a number.
Right, just ask your mum about the wart.
That's no good. Maybe she's texted me to say it's been cut off.
Oh, okay. Can you do anything for Will's wart?
That's nothing's happening here, Nat.
Put the fader down. Yeah.
Enjoyed it, though.
It's nice. It's a bit. Ooh.
I think you've been cut off.
No, I haven't, no.
Not you, Fubar.
No, I haven't been cut off.
That's the dial tone.
No, it just because it wasn't, because it was beeping like it was engaged, wasn't it?
That's the dial tone.
Yeah, because that's not the... Turn it off. Because that happened with the thing. I can come over there if you want me to. Let me just pick up the phone.
There you go, that's for you, Julia. What?
There's a perfectly good dial tone there.
Sorry, well, what's this phone for then? The one I'm using? Just for show, to make it look like you're a successful company.
A dial tone.
Right, fine. So that's what happened.
So it came off. Because I have a friend whose toenail came off and it's never grown back.
I know you told me this last time.
Yeah, so she just paints like nail varnish on her little toe because she hasn't got a little toenail anymore. Sorry.
Well, mine had grown back underneath.
Good. Is it the same sort of toenail?
Engaged.
Well, maybe your mum's engaged. What do you call her on a mobile?
Well, how's she engaged on her home phone while she's also texting me at the same time? She can't multitask. She could barely hold the phone and talk in it.
It's possible to be on the home phone.
Definitely.
Have you tried calling her on a mobile?
Should do that.
Yeah, that would make sense, wouldn't it?
Dun, 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 dun. She just told me about rugby. I don't want to ruin the call. That's the only thing. I don't want to ruin the excitement of this live call to my mum.
Hello, hello to Silent Mark. Say that.
You
he
keep
says,
talking.
He says, listening live for once. Hello, love you both, says Silent Mark. Hello to you, Mark.
You're not going to say you love him?
I love you too, Mark.
What?
You say that as well.
Well, no, I'm not saying it.
Okay. Why not?
I'm not going to say it to a stranger on the internet. Although
not
I know Silent Mark. It's
not
nice
a stranger, that. Yeah.
Here we go.
I mean, what is going on? Oh,
okay.
Look at that.
Worked out on my own.
Ringing.
Hello?
Hiya, it's me.
Oh, it's a no-caller ID on this.
It would do, because I'm on the radio at the moment.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right, because so are you now. So I wasn't able to... Nat's here as well.
Hello.
Hello, Nat.
I wasn't able to reply to your text, because I'm on the radio.
Yeah.
Which Joe knows that, and Barry knows that, and everyone else in my life seems to know apart from you. So,
yeah.
Do you want to just keep me up to date with what was the text about?
It was just to tell you what tickets I've got.
What tickets have you got?
I've got the Saints tickets.
Okay, Saints then versus Leeds this Friday.
Yeah.
Don't give the exact number, because then we could be pinpointed at the match. What stand are we in?
What?
Don't give the exact number of the tickets.
No, I won't. You're in South Stand.
And where are you?
Road G. No, I'm in North Stand.
Right, okay, well that's worked out well for both of us, hasn't it?
No, you're in South Stand. We're both together, row G.
Okay.
That's the highest I could get in that stand.
The highest up in the air?
Mm.
Okay, how much are they?
It's about 7 rows up, I think.
Okay. Well, I was actually going to call you anyway.
Yeah?
Because we went... Last week, because this week we're going to Saints to watch Saints versus Leeds on Friday.
Yeah. Mm.
But last week, on Thursday, we also went to watch something, didn't we?
Yeah.
And what I thought would be nice is if you reviewed it, because you've been quite outspoken about it on the...
I'm not reviewing Hamlet on there.
Hamlet?
Why? Why are you not? Why are you not reviewing it?
Well, I forgot now. I mean, I enjoyed it very much.
Tell us about your day. What did you do on your day? Where was it at, first of all?
Stratford-upon-Avon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Who with? Who did you go with?
I went with you and Jill.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. This is important. Who paid for the tickets?
You did.
Yeah. How much were they?
I can't remember. 125, weren't they?
Something like that, yeah. Just so people know that I'm a good guy.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well,
these have cost me 48.
Oh, well, right. Yeah, not 130, though, is it?
For a per ticket to go and see Hamlet?
No, this is the rubbish you're talking about now.
No, but your ticket.
Don't try and speak. Yes, that's how much it was. Yeah, very expensive. Oh, I see, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us about your day. What did you do?
I had a lovely day, I told you. I walked along the canal.
Yeah.
I was a bit disappointed because I couldn't get a canal boat to go along the canal.
Yeah.
Or actually, not the canal, the river. I went to Conchalice's for breakfast, which was absolutely gorgeous.
What was it called?
Conchalice's, I think.
I think it's Conchalice's, I think.
Is that what it is?
I think
well,
so. I'm not sure myself, but Conchalice's it can be.
Conchalice's. We know someone that says wag mama, so instead of wag mama. We genuinely do know someone. Don't worry about that.
Okay. So you went there for your breakfast?
Pardon?
You went there for your breakfast?
Yes, and they were very nice, and it was lovely. And then I went shopping around the town.
Yeah, bought some shoes.
Did we go to the exhibition centre in the afternoon?
Did we?
Yeah, I met you. I wasn't thinking because I had Wednesday there as well, didn't I, when I was doing things.
Oh, I see.
Then I met up with you, and we went to the exhibition.
We went back to that place you'd been to, first of all, for coffee.
Where did you go for coffee now?
When they get
we?
To this age, you have to explain to them what they've been doing.
Okay.
Yeah. We went for a coffee, do you remember? And I had calamari and you had prawns.
Yeah,
that's
shop.
Right, but that was back to Conchalice's,
yes.
Conchalice's,
yeah.
Which was very, very nice.
Yeah.
I would recommend it to anybody.
It might not be called that, but...
Yeah, well, it's all in blue on the front. I'm sure lots of people know it. It seemed to be well patronised.
Mm-hmm.
And I went up to the exhibition centre with you.
Yeah. How did you like that?
How much did I pay for those tickets, Ian?
I can't remember. Was it were they? I can't remember. What were they? 14? No, I've got them in my wallet. Do you want me to find? I'll check.
No, 1750 they were.
I've got them in my wallet. I'll check now. Nah, talk to
okay.
my mum.
Okay, all right. So, so how long was this play, Hamlet?
Because no, we're not got to that.
3 hours.
Sorry, that's what I mean. Like,
3 hours now.
I can. That's too long, isn't it? For anything, for a film as well.
It was well. You know, I mean, I think I'm right in saying
it is Shakespeare. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It is Shakespeare.
Shakespeare's longest play.
Oh, is it?
Supposed to be.
Do you like Shakespeare?
Very much.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I think. If you go and watch some Shakespeare,
no price on them.
It puts everything, and you. I didn't hear every line. I'll be honest with you. You know, but you get certain lines that jump out at you.
Oh yeah.
And it explains life. And the thing, any problems that you're having, it just triggers you with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
You think, oh yeah, that's where it that's puts it into a nutshell, and that's really what I like about it. If you want the truth,
oh.
I thought it was very, very good. I thought it's obviously a very modern version of it, but they didn't lose anything in it. Ian thought they did, but I didn't.
That's me.
Think they
that's
did.
Ray.
That's you. Yeah.
Yeah.
That Ray thought they did.
That's all right.
What do you think it lost, Ray?
What do I think it lost?
Yes.
No, I'm not really one for slagging stuff off, really. Same as she isn't. You know, it's not. It just didn't quite do it for me. That's all.
Okay. Do you like Hamlet?
I think
as
I was
a play?
Sat. Do you know what? I think it's my favourite play. Favourite Shakespeare play.
Yeah.
I think I was mainly thinking about that 130 quid all the way through it.
Yeah. I
think it would have required. Certainly some element of live sex.
Oh, on stage for that money?
Mm. Yeah, possibly waiter service to my
definitely.
Chair.
Yeah, definitely.
And possibly a massaging chair as well.
Yeah.
That sort of money.
You want
but
some free food or drink for that, wouldn't you?
Ideally. But what I got instead was a Scouse girl next to me stinking a perfume who was on a phone checking Twitter. It didn't really seem.
There was a girl next to you checking her phone. It just.
Yeah.
But one thing, Ian, you have to say the set was done brilliantly. It was really clever how they
couldn't
did that
see a lot
set.
Of it because there was a light in my eyes with a girl.
With that woman.
Checking a
did
phone.
Did you not say anything? You could say something.
I did,
something,
yes, I did
what
say something.
What was the reaction?
Well, she put it away.
Okay, well, that's good.
I'll spare you what I said, but she put it away fast.
Oh.
Okay, so and we went to the Shakespeare exhibition as well.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
Yeah, I've been before. When I say been before, I've not been to that exhibition part, but I've been to the birthplace and things like that.
The birthplace, Shakespeare's birthplace.
And I must be honest, I'd forgotten, but as soon as I went in, it evoked all the memories, because it must be over 40 years since I went there, giving me age away. But
it's not.
But it was good.
Unless you say
it
last went when I was two.
when I was a kid.
What did you think of that? Because they have performers there, don't they? They have people outside, like, reciting Shakespeare.
Yeah, I thought
and stuff.
That was bad that they had you to. I thought we were all sat there. There was plenty of people sat on those seats.
Yeah.
I think they should have just started to started saying some lines.
Yeah.
But she didn't. She came over and said, if you want us to read anything, just say.
Yeah, she said,
but
we only do it on request.
Japanese people wouldn't have known what she'd said, really,
amazing.
Would they?
I don't know. I don't know if they would or not. Did they speak English?
I don't really know, but they were definitely sat there as if they were waiting for some sort of something to start, I think.
Do you think that the performers might have been put off by the fact you were wearing 3D glasses? Do you think that might have thrown them in anyway?
They might have thought I needed those glasses.
You were in 3D glasses, really?
She thought
really?
They were sunglasses because she said, enjoy the sunshine.
Yeah. Do you want to know why she was wearing 3D?
Why were you wearing 3D glasses?
Because that idiot son of mine...
Oh, what did he do?
My brother.
...told me that you had to watch them in 3D.
What, theatre? Or theatre performance? Oh, no.
And did you not think to question that?
I didn't
that?
Really fall for it.
Well, I took a photo of you with the 3D glasses on, so you did.
And it was an awful photo. You made me look fatter than I am.
There we go. Yeah.
All deliberately.
Right. Well, that was all. Just wanted your review. Thanks for getting the tickets. I'll give you the money for the tickets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you can give me...
That's not what mums do. You're meant to go, no, it's fine.
Can we get your mum on to review stuff regularly, please?
Well, if
genuinely, I think you're a great reviewer.
We'll get you on next week to review the rugby.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
I don't even know the rules.
No, I don't.
You can start your review with her.
the people
well, I look forward.
Right.
I might meet you sometime, Nat.
Yeah, that would be nice.
And we go and have a coffee and we can discuss my errant son.
Yeah.
And I bet you I'm on your side.
I bet you
I sort
too.
Of consider that to be like the gatekeeper meeting the keymaster in Ghostbusters. I just think you two just need to be kept apart forever.
No!
I'm not sure that would be helpful.
That would be very helpful. You're welcome to the studio anytime, Mrs. Peacock.
Oh, Mrs. Peacock,
thank you,
Mrs. Boleswell. She doesn't have to commit to the stage name. All right, then, what are you doing this afternoon?
I'm just going up to have coffee with Anne.
Right.
You know, they have a little reception in the... She lives in a retirement apartment and they all have a little reception, so I'm taking some cakes.
Oh.
Okay. You didn't make them, did you?
No, they bought cakes. Okay. I didn't make them, no.
Where did you buy
them from? I was too busy going picking up rugby tickets.
Well, now, hang on a second. I said to you, you said you'd go and get them. I didn't say you had to. I said I can get them myself because I'm going to be there on Thursday, aren't I? I'm going to Lytham St Anne's.
Mm. Has your son ever tried to put eye drops in your eye? Oh, that went dead.
Is that me?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I don't have a son.
Not Ian. I don't think he's got a son. Yeah, has he put eye drops in your eye ever? Because he insisted on doing that to me a second ago.
Did he?
Yeah, it was weird. But not bad.
I do have eye drops in my eyes,
actually.
Oh, do
you?
Actually.
Okay. Do they have
but
to bask
in the problem
in?
I have.
Yeah.
But it's not the eye drops. They're all in little separate containers, plastic containers. And I can't squeeze them.
I
haven't got the strength in my hands anymore to squeeze them.
Well, Ian will do that for you.
This is heartbreaking.
He also said that there was some Tabasco
in it. Why have we not got Archie on this anymore?
Archie. Maybe we could put them in a different bottle. They're easier to squeeze and transfer them into
my dad wouldn't throw anything away like people are. I'm getting like that now. And once I threw an eyedrop bottle away and he went and took it out of the bin. And he said to me, you'll never know when you need them. They're not easy to come by. And I've thought about that eye drop thing since, because I could do with squeezing them into a little egg cup and using the proper eye drop, you know.
Yeah.
So there you are.
Yeah.
Let's do that then.
Yeah.
Do you want this job? You can have this job if you want. Do you want to come and do this radio show from now onwards? Because I would listen to this.
Would you?
Yeah.
Well, plenty of people.
No, I actually would. I'm not being sarcastic. I would genuinely listen to this happily for 2 hours.
Well, I'll tell you something else that you might like to listen to. When I went to Saints, I walked back.
I thought she was going to tell me I was adopted.
Yeah. And this lady shouted to me, and she thought I was, you know, my cousin Barbara. She said, Barbara.
I do, yes, but the listeners won't, will they?
No,
I'm not sure this story's going to translate.
Well, this gets better.
You lost me at Tesco.
I had to say to her, well, I'm sorry, Barbara died. Which was true. And she said, oh, I know, you're Brenda. And I said, that's right, I'm Brenda. And
so did she think you were Barbara's ghost?
No, she didn't know. She didn't know how Barbara died.
Oh,
she was the daughter of the lady who lived next door to my grandmother.
Right.
And she's 80 odd now. And the fact that she recognised either Barbara or me was amazing.
Well,
anyway,
hang on. You can't say the fact she recognised anyone is amazing when she got you wrong with somebody who died.
Bless you for seeing
the positives.
We did look alike, anyway. But the story I'm going to tell you quickly is...
It won't be quick.
She was talking about your grandma's house.
Okay.
You know, when they used to go in during the war, when the air raids were on. And she had me in stitches, because she was telling me, she said, your mother and Dorothy used to be sat there playing cards with your grandma, and I was under the table frightened to death, because they wouldn't go in the shelters. That's what she was telling me. So it was a bit nostalgic.
Yeah.
And I left there, and guess who I saw? Our Barbara's daughter. I picked her up, gave her a lift, and took her to Morrison's.
Always good that we get an update on these people. They saw, thought what?
I thought that was all a bit weird.
Weird how?
That I should meet Karen, Barbara's daughter, after that had happened.
Yeah. Is that Karen that I went to school with?
Yeah, you probably did. She's a bit older than you. Is that the one you mean?
Well, I was kept back, wasn't
I?
That joke doesn't make sense. All right, well, that's good. Well, we'll do this every Monday. We'll have a catch-up on the family.
I mean, are we ever going to know your mum's name?
And then other people can't
know
and
name.
Then other people okay. can sort of try and piece this together week by week.
Okay, maybe we could review. Let's have some more reviews of stuff as well. If you'd like, Ray's mum.
No, I want to hear it. I want to hear all the people that she's met in town.
I want to hear
well, you. I could tell you some stories about him, but...
Okay. No, go on, then.
No, yeah.
No, go on, then. I've not, you've got free reign.
Well, when he was a little
this
boy,
is unbelievable.
And you took him to a party, you know, yeah. where the kids were all in the party.
I didn't know that then.
Well, first of all, when he was about 2, he wouldn't go to any of them.
Yeah,
when
no,
he got to 2 and
two.
A half,
yeah,
two,
yes.
When he got to 2 and a half, he used to walk in like, I'm here, and they all used to flock to him. That's what used to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Within 6 months, his own whole personality changed. And he walked in, and all the kids flocked to him.
Apparently so.
Wow.
And what? And so everyone flocked to me, and then what happened?
You know, you got everything good. You always brought the party to life.
Yeah,
I
always.
Have to admit that.
I'm known as that now, life and soul of the party.
Yeah, true, yeah.
Really... I'm always at parties, mate.
Are you very special? Because at 2 and a half, that seems very young to be strolling into parties.
I have to tell you, that's exactly how he did it.
Didn't even get a lift, just went on my own.
Just no, walked in there and
he
thought,
went to one party yeah. and came back and told me it was cancelled.
2 and a half? You're speaking, you're walking into parties, you're doing stand-up stuff
there. I've got no idea.
You're running
true.
A party.
I can't validate this because I'll just take her on trust.
That's amazing.
That's true. I told you
that a party was cancelled.
Yes.
Why?
In fact, I saw that party.
But where were you?
Did you just leave me there
at 2 and a half?
I took you to the bottom of the drive.
2 and a half.
It's in our street. And
just
I
there
took
you, go.
You and you said...
Fend for yourself.
Just crawl down there yourself.
I'll go in.
Right.
Wow.
So you took...
Brilliant talker. Then, and he went in, and I came home. And then the next minute, the lady whose party it was rang me up and asked why he wasn't there. And I went into a panic. Straight away, I panicked.
Yeah.
Because I'd,
let's not forget she did abandon
street.
Me there, by the way.
She
let's
left
not forget
you in the
that. Yeah, she
it was
she
only
left me
down
the driveway.
The street, and he came to the just as I went to the door, he came to the door, to, and he said it's cancelled, and I went, oh, is it? And it wasn't.
So why did I come back?
Because he didn't want to go.
Oh, right.
So you were walking and talking, saying words like cancelled at 2 and a half. That's really impressive.
No, walking the streets.
Just wandering around.
At 2 and a half hours.
He might not have said cancelled. He might have said, oh, that was it.
Postponed until a further date.
What did he say?
No, you said, I opened the door, he said to me, he'd got the measles. You told me the little boy had got the measles.
Hell?
Right.
But I know that seems hard to believe, but at 2 and a half,
God.
I never knew a child who could talk like that, honestly.
Right.
And my other son didn't talk till he was 5.
Wait a second, you've had another son?
He probably couldn't get a word in. Is he older or younger, your other son?
Younger.
Younger.
Oh, so that's why, he probably couldn't get a word in, because you were going around turning up at places.
He talked for him.
Well, my brother Gareth, he's got children of his own now, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And what age are they?
Finn is 3.
Yeah.
Well, he's coming up to 3. He's got a mum. And
let's call it 2 and a half.
No, he's nearly 3.
Just for the sake of
and
what I'm
doing. And Dylan's 4.
Okay. So either of those children, when they're in your care, would you just take them down the street and just leave them at the end of someone's drive?
No.
Then go home?
No, I wouldn't. But you did then. I mean, when you say at the end of someone's drive, it was only a car length.
Yep. Do you want to apologise to me now for abandoning me as a child?
I'm just
that's where it went wrong.
So you turned up at the door at the party, just a little 2-year-old knocks on the door.
Yeah, apparently so.
The door opens and your mum's like, well,
guess who's here?
But he played that game. He said, I'm all right, mummy, and this, that and the other.
Right.
I think what happened, myself, I think he went in that party.
Right.
But didn't like it and then come out. But when the mum rang me, she just said he hadn't turned up. I don't think she knew how to deal with it myself.
When you heard that I was missing...
I did go into a panic.
But did you have... Obviously it wasn't panic enough to leave the house to look for me.
No, I went to the door, and as I went to the door, you were here
there
coming...
I was, okay.
you, back. I was ready to go out looking for you.
Okay, well, thank you for saying you were going to look for me.
It's good that you could get out of doors, in and out of doors as well, of the party. Mate, just let yourself out.
Mate, I was precocious. At 2:30, there was no stopping me. Probably what happened is I got to the party and I was like, nah.
It's not for me.
None of these girls are for me.
No, there's just no left. One I want to do kissing with it. You probably did that 2:30 as well.
Not that one, no.
Not that party.
I think measles was going around. all right, well, thank you for your stories. And your reviews.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, you say that, but you probably won't, will you?
I probably won't, Mark, go.
Yeah.
Oh, I will.
Any more stories before we go?
Ashley, to be honest with you, I've had three texts from the Royal Shakespeare Company since we went to that thing. Because we've got a big thing on the 23rd of, you know, for his birthday anniversary.
Mm.
400 years it'll be on the 23rd. And some of your old buddies are all on there. Catherine Tay.
All right.
Al Murray.
That's nice.
So, yeah, they're all doing the introductions, comparing. Sounds as if it'd be good. Okay,
She builds me up.
Yeah.
And then at the end, just pulls a rug on me. That's some people that you used to know are very successful.
Yeah. You could just turn up, let yourself in, say it's not for you, and then leave. Yeah, just leave.
Yeah, do you know what? They wanted me to do that show as well, but I decided that I just didn't feel like it, so I walked home again. Yeah.
Well, you know when
measles
you know
is
going
to come back.
You know when I tell you the story about Judi Dench?
Much
Ado About Nothing.
Please tell. I love Judi Dench.
Yeah, well, you'd love this.
Okay.
I went to see her with Donald Sinden.
Is that
Much Ado About Nothing.
Yeah.
Did I say she wouldn't go?
Judi Dench story. Come. Yeah.
Yeah. And she was absolutely fabulous. I mean, I didn't know her then. I didn't even know who she was.
Oh, okay.
Not like now, 20, for coffee.
Me and Judy.
22 or 23. Anyway, I might have been older than that, 27. Okay. Anyway, she was absolutely excellent. And when it was her 25-year anniversary of being in show business, one of the newspapers, and I think it was The Telegraph.
Big hockey, okay.
Yeah. No.
Said, anybody who watched that performance, it wouldn't just be the night I was there, it would be any of the performances.
Yes, yes.
Oh, they were watching something really special.
Okay.
When she did that.
Bum,
you don't have to do that.
Oh, no, ignore him because he's just playing little clips. Carry on with Judi Dench, please.
Right.
Yeah.
So that, and she's actually on the programme, and I might be wrong.
Yes,
but she looks to me as if she's dressed in.
Yeah. Okay.
In the Much Ado About Nothing costume, you know.
Yeah.
So she's probably doing that little bit because it is noted as being one of the iconic moments in the Royal Shakespeare Company's productions.
Yes.
So that's why I'd like to go more than anything.
Yeah. Oh, well, you should
go. I'm going to go now because I can hear our... she'll never get off.
I've not said a word.
No,
I was talking about
quiet.
Spunk. It was really inappropriate.
I mean, not live, but.
Thank you though for your update.
That was nice. That was lovely.
All right then.
I'll see you on Friday at the rugby.
Right.
Just let me watch it though. Don't talk like this all the way through it.
Well, do I need to bring any sandwiches and that?
Oh, yeah.
Will that stop you from talking?
Yeah, it stopped me. It's munching.
We can get pies and stuff there if you want.
Oh, no, I don't want any pies.
No, sandwiches are nicer.
Don't have pies.
All right, then.
All right, well, have a lovely day.
I'll see you then. Bye.
Don't forget I'm on the radio on a Monday.
Bye.
That's all
right.
That's
all
so nice. Ta-ra.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I love your mum.
Can I just check? Just turn down for a second. Yeah. That's not on the sheet.
No, I'm trying to look in my emails to see where.
This is meant to be all requests, this show.
Yeah, I know.
And again, a song has been sneaked in.
I didn't see
by
that
either
in.
You or
no,
one of your cohorts
me.
At this radio station.
It was somebody else.
The deal is that we do only request stuff. That's the deal.
But
it takes it off
deal.
My back. But someone has pilfered a little gangster song in there.
Yeah. Well, because I'm
damn
looking...
it feels good to be a gangster. I was about to read it, but it's gone off the system now.
Okay.
So whoever's Get doing this voice. Is in the system. Someone's doing this remotely because it's now gone. It's gone completely.
Right, okay.
So I want to know what's going on here. Now,
I don't know either.
That is messing up the whole foundations of this radio show, which is that we do only request stuff.
I know.
And nobody requested that.
I know.
Why is it on the system?
I'll tell you. What I did was when you sent me the list of songs, I sent it to another person that works here. Yeah. So can you put these
No. You're not passing the book on this.
Well, I'm
You're the
be
producer,
now
mate.
Checking it.
You're the producer.
I have to assume
so
at least
even
that
if you
done,
did
right?
delegate that,
I
even
did,
if you did,
I did, and I trusted
when
somebody.
It came back to you, you should have spotted it.
Do you know what? I really thought that I could just trust someone to do something right.
No,
including myself.
The book stops with you.
What the hell is that? I quite like that song. I didn't mind
That song now is obliterated from history of the show.
Okay, it's done.
Right?
You have to take
responsibility for that.
I'm going through
I don't care whose fault it was.
I will take responsibility.
It's your responsibility.
And then I will deal with the person afterwards. But...
I don't need to hear that now.
I'm going
to
go through...
Don't involve me with it.
Don't worry.
You go and deal with it yourself, by all means. I don't want to hear about that.
Okay,
right? I don't want to be fussed with that.
Fine.
But would you agree you need to be punished?
No, I mean, punish sounds strong.
Disciplined.
Oh God. Okay. Yeah. What do I need to have done to me?
You've got a choice.
Here we go.
Of two things. Do you agree to one of the things?
I don't know what they are yet.
What do you agree? Well, it's not.
I can't agree before.
Neither's
going
to be illegal, is it?
No, but it could be like, I don't know.
It's
more
live,
eye
this.
Drops. More eye drops in your eye.
Okay. Well, you guessed one of them.
Pull your hair, or else.
You guessed one of them.
Eye drops. No, I don't want that. Again.
In the other eye.
I don't want more eye drops.
So do you want the other thing then?
What is it?
It's not illegal.
That doesn't mean it's going to be okay. Smacking's still not illegal,
no,
is it?
No, it won't be. Well, it is. That would be assault.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'm not going to hit you.
You're allowed to, okay.
I'm allowed to hit you?
No.
Right, I'm not going to hit you.
Well, I need to know what it is.
You won't be physically assaulted. Let's put it that way.
Just mentally assaulted. Oh,
I don't think
nice,
it'll even
it?
Affect you mentally.
Verbally assaulted.
All.
Well, what is it?
Do you want the eye drops or the other thing?
I don't want the eye drops.
So you want the other thing?
I don't know what it is. I can't commit to it unless I know what it is.
I want to undo your bra with one hand.
You already took it off one hook, so...
And you made such a big deal about
because
it
I was,
in the
I
office.
I was just talking to somebody, and then you're around the back of me trying to... let me completely rephrase that.
You're making me come across so badly.
Behind me, unhooking my bra.
First off, I just had an arm over you like in a sort of affectionate way.
Yeah, that was nice. I thought that was nice.
And then you flinched, which then knocked your bra a bit loose.
I didn't really flinch.
Well,
and now I've got one... It's on one hook, my bra.
Well, then it should be quicker, then.
I don't want my bra unhooked. I don't want eye drops.
You've got to have one of them. You've agreed you need to be disciplined for your...
I can't sit here through the show with essentially no bra on.
Well, I'm not... No one's saying that.
Yeah, but if you unhook
no
it...
No one's asked you to do that.
If you unhook it, can you hook it back up? No.
Well, I can.
No.
But that's not part of the discipline.
No.
So...
I'll take the eye drop again. I'm not having their bra unhooked.
I'll do the eye drop then.
I mean... Dean's on the phone, Dean McCullough. Got lots of lovely people tweeting in with nice stuff.
Right.
And you want to go and either unhook my bra or put an eye drop in my eye.
Well, I don't see... Dean, do you see what's wrong with this?
I think it's fine. I think you should just take your bra off and let your tits hang out.
There you go.
Okay.
That wasn't me saying that.
I thought you would help me.
I don't necessarily agree with Dean, but that's Dean's opinion.
No, but I mean, what do you call it when a woman wears no bra? We call it commando when you haven't got pants.
That's true.
What
pants,
do they call it?
Topless.
Oh, yeah, topless.
I suppose that could be for men as well, though.
Bear in mind, Dean, is that I need to concentrate as well on the radio, and I can't concentrate if I'm constantly being sick in my own mouth.
Shut up. You will not be being sick.
Yeah.
Stop
but
it.
But just think, do you stream live? Do you like a pod, like a webcam thing?
No, this is going out live now. The last thing
like
we need...
Whole, like a whole different
no,
show.
No, my bra coming off.
We don't need Nat's puppy ears all over the internet.
I don't even know what puppy ears mean. I don't know what puppy ears either.
Puppy ears. Basically.
But good for you, though, for getting it off with one hand.
I know.
Well, I didn't get a chance to because she moved away.
You could have done it with one, though.
I know.
That was impressive.
That's the bit I want to... Like, that's what I want to show off about.
Is this technically sexual harassment in the workplace?
It's not sexual harassment in the workplace. I'll tell you for why. Even though Nat tried to get it round to that. I didn't do that. She was... Because it was when she was on the phone to you saying how long we'd be.
Yeah, that was true.
That's when I did it. And did you notice in the middle of that she flinched in her speech a little bit and then, oh, sorry, someone's doing something in the office. It was then. That's all I was doing.
Yeah.
And I would have fastened it up again, but I thought that we were friends enough that we could do that for a laugh, but apparently...
What if I gave
Nat
you a
started,
wedgie?
She's like, that's fine, I'm not going to sue you for sexual harassment.
I'm not suing you either.
Oh, she's changed the tune now. Off air, she said she's
going
to sue me.
I didn't say I was going to sue you.
Off air, she was like flouncing legal threats around the place saying, I will sue you, I will do this.
Yeah, well, you're going to be a politician, so what's the law that I can help me with here, Dean?
Well, I'm not really au fait on my laws and policies just yet because I only took the Facebook test last night.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, the Facebook test, mate.
Yeah. My friend posted it on Facebook and I was like, I was just passing time in our break. So I was watching catch-ups of Britain's Got Talent. It was shit, so I thought, right, I'll just do a quick Facebook quiz. And apparently, I'm like 94% Liberal Democrat.
Oh, okay. That's all right, I suppose.
No. So I had to Google what that meant, and I agree with it. I think that I stand a chance to be a member of Parliament.
Right, so Dean, let me just explain to you how Nat sold you to me.
Okay, yes, sir.
She said, and by the way, nothing against you at all. Basically, you've helped us out last minute as well, because Nat had quote-unquote booked somebody else.
I had booked a guest who pulled out.
Happens every week, this.
Yes. Oh.
Every week.
It does.
And then she says to me, why do you not read the blurbs for the guest? And it's because, I say, because they almost certainly won't be on the show.
Mm.
Happens
yeah,
every week, mate.
True.
Happens every week. So, she said, oh, my friend Dean... he'll be good.
That.
Can I tell you? By the way,
Dean, can I say
what she said?
I bet I didn't say this.
Can I tell you exactly what she said?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
I swear now on my girlfriend's life, wife's life, however you want to say her, right? I swear now on her life. This is what Nat said to me downstairs.
No.
You ready?
I'm ready.
She said, "My friend Dean has said he'll do it. He'll do it." She said, "He's brilliant."
Yes.
Is what she said. And then she said, she spoke very quietly, like, you know when Les Dawson was doing Sissy and Ada?
Mm.
And he would, like, mouth stuff. And she said, he's a homosexual.
What are you telling everybody for?
That's what she said.
I didn't know it was a secret.
That's what she said. So
what?
She's outed you, mate.
I didn't know it was
this
a secret.
This was supposed to be, like, my big secret as an MP. What am I going to do for prayer?
I mean, I don't want to say anything, but you might want to change your Twitter thing, because it says Northern Irish actor and presenter, columnist at Guys Like You and Gay Times Mag.
Well, that doesn't mean
that
he's gay.
That's true.
You're right. That was my...
Being in Gay Times doesn't mean you are gay.
No, but why? They haven't given you a column in that.
I've done stuff for Gay Times.
Okay, fine. What have you done for Gay Times?
We've all done stuff for Gay Times.
Yeah.
Right.
I did it better than you. Filthy it was.
Bet you did it, but I get paid.
It was my first go though. She said that you were running for Parliament, and then you just told us now that you actually did a Facebook quiz, and you've just found out you might be Lib Dem.
Yeah, well, I'm like Lib Dem. I'm like 94% Lib Dem, 92% Conservative.
Oh, what?
What's all that about? I know.
That can't even be a thing. How can that even work? How can you be 94% Lib Dem and 92% Tory?
I don't know. But I would call myself affected as a person anyway, but this quiz has just fucking proved it.
Mm. Right.
I don't know whether I'm coming or going.
So which one are you... You'd know. So which one are you going to go... Which one are you going to opt for,
Lib
then?
Lib Dem.
Lib Dem, okay.
Lib Dem. Yeah. Because, I mean, it is all about freedom and letting the people, you know, be... who they want to be and sharing the money out and everything like that. But then, you know what, I did a watch Question Time.
Right.
I watched a quick episode of Question Time as well, just to really get myself into the mood.
It's what you got to do, mate. If you're going to be an MP, the first thing you should do is just watch a quick episode of Question Time.
Yeah. I followed Devil Dimbleby on Twitter as well, so I've kind of like done my job.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking like, yeah, I mean, I don't pay tax. And I've got too much to say for myself, so I'm pretty much halfway there.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So do you know what's the plan then? When are you going to stand? Have you any ideas? Do you know which constituency you're going to stand in yet?
Well, I live in South London. So, like, I live in South Lambeth, like, near Vauxhall, so what would that be?
Vauxhall, probably. Or South Lambeth.
Is that a good area to be in?
So you actually don't know who your MP is at the moment?
Well, no, because obviously I'm not from London. I don't know whether they actually give it away.
But did you? I presume. Are you registered to vote?
Well, I just registered this morning.
Oh, fine. Okay. What you want to do?
It's all brand new.
No, it's all right. This is good because you've still got the sort of the excitement of of being a new politician.
Yeah.
What you want to do? Give it a quick Google. Find out who your local MP is.
Yeah.
Right. Find out what the majority is, if indeed they have a majority.
Yeah.
And then basically just see if they're beatable. If you want to take the Tory route, what you want to do is you want to sort of Google the entire UK, as in the ones that are done by Rural from London.
Uh-huh.
And just find out where there's a safe seat is what you want. Mm-hmm. So what you want really is you want to go Lib Dem, safe seat.
Let me have a look. And in then London.
They call it parachuting. What they'll do, they'll parachute you into that borough. It happened in St. Helens, yeah, happened now. Where they'll just parachute someone who's not necessarily up to the job. Or not, and I mean that with respect.
What do you mean? I'm not necessarily up to the job.
No, I said not necessarily, and I said I mean it with respect, in that you're in that you're quite new.
Yeah, but do you not think that's a good thing? Because at the end of the day, like these people, I was watching last night on Question Time, and they're all sitting there in their Marks and Spencer suits and their Bon Marché blouses, and I'm just like, girls, we need to switch this up. If you want the young people to listen to you, you need to wear good textures. You know, we're not matching our ties with our shirts in the right way.
Right, okay.
Women are not even brushing their hair. I mean, how can you expect the gays in Vauxhall to listen to you when you're back home?
I see,
it's
so
not the yiddies.
Are you aiming just for the gays at the moment? Is that you're going for the...
No. Oh my gosh, no way. I'm not heterophobic. Well, I mean, the pink pound, I'm not being funny, but this morning, I don't know whether you've seen it, it's quite big news in the gay world. Then in 2 years' time, we may be able to have biological children.
Okay.
That's quite a big thing, isn't it?
I think it's unlikely.
What? Read it. It's on. I think I might have retweeted it. It's
BuzzFeed.
On Pink News. Yeah, it'll be on BuzzFeed.
The Onion.
It's on pinknews.co.uk. Basically, they've actually done it. There have been 10, they take stem cells from each sperm, something like that, and then they put it in the egg, and then, well, I've got to be
a bit. Oh,
so you
mean?
Oh.
I can't wait till you're asked about that on Question Time.
I can tell you, if you want to be an MP, the Liberal Democrat Party's only got one MP in London, and that is Tom Brake, who is in Carshalton and Wallington.
But so what's his majority?
Majority 1,510.
So is it a safe seat? I don't think that's a safe
seat. That's not particularly safe, is it, really? Majority, no, 3.2% majority.
Yeah, it's not a safe seat.
Does that mean I could get that seat?
No, no, because it's not, because the differential on it is too low. So basically, if you took that seat, there's a chance, and again, this is no disrespect to you, and it's not anything to do with anything else, but that you could lose that majority, because it's a marginal majority.
Oh, gosh.
So what you want is someone who... What you want is an area where they vote Lib Dem, come what may. Like, no matter what, no matter who it is.
No matter what.
They just vote Lib Dem.
But that's not in London, Dean.
Am I going to have to be? Yeah. Am I going to have to move outside Zone 6?
You are.
Well, you might have to commute. They could probably get you an house in your constituency.
Do you think they get me a account on Uber?
I think it might be a bit pricey on Uber to keep. It depends how far away you're going. If it's just like St Albans or something, you'd be all right. But I don't think that's Lib Dem either.
No.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to really have a think about this, because I think I've jumped in feet first.
Well, the thing
but
is,
I think.
Go on.
I think I could do it. I think I could do it because
no one's doubting that, Dane.
I just think that, you know, just because I don't know, you know,
what you're on about,
what I'm on about.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know much about currencies and sort of like foreign affairs or whatever.
Or politics in general.
I know what people want, and I know what works. Like, I think it's really, really important. And like, you know, and I'm not being funny, but all these guys in Parliament and stuff like that, they don't know anything, let's be honest. When was the last time that we went to Wetherspoons and had a pint? I am one of the people. Do you know what I mean?
Because you've had a pint in Wetherspoons.
Well, it was actually a gin and tonic, but... We'll
Well, they do that deal, don't they?
Yeah,
I mean, they do that deal, yeah. I had a jug of woo-woo. And I think that... I need to be in with the people, and I need to be... You know, I am at one with him. I mean, this time last year, I was at a house party, and my friends asked me who I voted for, and I was like, "What, in the last season of RuPaul's Drag Race?"
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Do you think there's an element to this thing where, how about this then? Helping you out now, because you know we're now at the embryonic stage of your political career, so me and Nat are essentially in on the ground floor, man.
Yeah, you can have commission on Biggins and stuff.
Perfect, exclusives, all that sort of business. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Although I warn you now, we may wash our hands of you when you're involved in a scandal.
No, don't, because just think how many people are tuning into your show.
Again, that's not really why I do this.
What kind of scandal?
I try and keep it small.
What scandal would you be involved in, Dean,
Hang on, I'm going to suggest something today.
Oh, okay,
we'll come back to that.
Okay.
You know, we were worrying about what constituency you could be in.
Yeah.
How about this? Because you're going to be modernising the political system, and because you're going to be bringing in, you know, new things that isn't stuffy and old, and your tile match.
Yes.
How about this? You don't even live in your constituency. You do it all on Skype. Modern.
Wow.
Modern.
It would be like...
Anyone gives you shit like, for that, mate? Anyone goes, oh, well, why are you not your constituents? You could go, carbon footprint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I could be like, I could be sitting having Pret-a-Manger in Milan and I could be discussing the new road markings in Sutton.
I think there, that's when you may lose public sympathy if you're in Milan.
Yeah. Because you'd have to have flown there, probably.
But that could be seen as me on, like, a foreign exchange trip, just being at one with the tourists to see what they get from Milan and how I can
bring
that to
for what reason? Why? But why, though?
Because it would be all expenses paid.
Yeah, that's it. See, these are, as your, let's be honest, main political advisor at the moment, what I'd say to you is, I'd say that's perhaps not the best move. Stay where you're living. Stay near Vauxhall. That's fine. Are you happy well, I don't know. Are you happy where you live?
I love where I live.
Got a nice place?
I love it.
There we go. Right. Stick with that. Yeah. Don't be fanning about in Milan.
For how many years? Well, I'd just stay in my flat.
No, you don't stay in
everyone.
Well, no, you don't stay in it.
You're allowed to go out.
You can go for a walk, like, once or twice a day.
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
You've got to get a bit of fun.
Do they all look pale in the Houses of Parliament? They never see any bloody sun.
By the way, you will have to go to Parliament as well at some point. But that's walkable,
that's
isn't it?
That's fine.
Really?
I can walk. I can actually walk there. And actually, I live right beside the MI... is it 6 or MI5?
Well, five.
It's amazing. Nat mouthed 5 over to me as if this was sensitive information.
I live right next to MI5, so no one's going to come knocking on heaven's door because they would be stupid to do that.
Is MI5 officially MI5? Is that official?
Yeah. What do you think it is?
Well, no, because it doesn't say it outside it, does it? You know that big building at Vauxhall there?
Which you know is MI5.
Yeah, and everyone always goes, oh, but it's a secret. But everyone says
everyone knows it.
But I don't think it's ever been officially declared.
No, it is, because if you go on Google Maps, and like if you try and look for it, when it comes to the MI6 building, it blanks out.
That's next door, isn't it?
MI4 is the one.
MI4 is the other side of it.
Yeah.
And weirdly, MFI is across the road, which is very confusing for the postman.
really good offers on MDF at the minute.
Don't say there are.
Always a sale on there.
Yeah.
DFS too. Yeah.
All right. So then, well, that's all sorted then. So you can get, you're right near MI5.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you are elected, and let's be honest, you won't be.
When?
But
listen, honestly, like, I present London Pride, right? And I did Manchester last year. That's two major cities in the UK.
Yeah, I know, but it's not. That doesn't mean... I think you've got to have at least an element of realism to this thing.
I am being realistic. I am. I've got an opinion. I know what works. I know what doesn't work. If you think about the UK as a massive brand, at the minute, we are edging towards the reduced style.
Right. But does that matter?
Yes, it bloody matters. We need people to come here and spend money and have a good time.
Right.
And if you come here and you think that it's okay to, you know, just sit in the dentist and the doctors all the time and not actually work, it's not going to happen.
Why? Oh, hang on. So you're going to force people back to work?
Duh!
But hold on. You said in the dentist or the doctors, so that would imply if we just go with doctors at least.
No, what I'm well saying is you get these people. You get these people that come over here and they just think, oh, I'm going to pop down the road for a root canal today.
Oh, I see. So you're cracking down on immigration.
Oh, no, I don't know if you want to go for the what are we saying here, Dean?
No, I'm just saying that, you know, I want to make this seem like America. You need to have a green card. If you want to come here, you know, you need to have a green card. We want to make sure that everyone's working, everyone's being equal to the community.
Are you sure it only said 92% Tory?
Did it not say you on the front of it?
No, I'm not Tory. I'm Lib Dem.
I'm not,
not that liberal. What about the people in the UK that don't work then? Are you okay with that? Or is it just the immigrants that you're not that mad on? This is what you're going to be asked on Question Time by Dimblebees.
Everyone needs to work.
Except
if you can work, you should be working. Oh no, I am working.
Why is that the rule? Why is that the rule that if you can work, you should be working? Surely you should have the choice to not work if you don't want to.
Freedom
of speech. Not being funny, but that's fine. Then you just can't get free root canals.
All right. So if you don't have a job, no root canal, but a checkup, because you get a checkup at the dentist or a filling.
Okay, you can go for a nice. You can go and see the hygienist.
Well, no, but hang on a minute. But I work and pay tax, but I've not. I mean, some people call it work, but I don't get free root canals.
No, I don't.
Why can I not have a free root canal? They don't do them on the NHS.
Who gets free? Nobody gets a free root canal.
No,
unless you're like over 65.
No, even then you don't.
Dean, stop saying root canal then.
You can't get a free root canal.
That's going to fall down.
Because what on the NHS, the option is we'll yank it out or nothing.
Yeah.
That's the option.
So nobody gets them.
You don't get a free root canal. You might get it reduced slightly, but even that's still hundreds of pounds.
Well, the point of the matter is, guys, is that you can't just take from the country. You need to get
No, but you're not doing. No, but the example you're giving, they're not doing.
Don't get free glasses. Because
you don't get a free root canal.
Don't get a free root canal.
All I'm doing at the moment, Dean, is I'm showing you. This is like Paxman Light. Yeah. I'm showing you.
Yes, I know, but in Belfast you do. You get free doctors, you get free prescriptions, you get free pretty much everything over there. And I think that needs to stop. Okay, yes, I know that a prescription is what, £8.90 at the moment per item. We just want to make sure everything is done a little bit fairer.
So do you think that needs to stop in Belfast?
Sorry?
Do you think that needs to stop in Belfast, or do you think that's something to be proud of in Belfast?
Lots of things need to stop in Belfast. The fact that I can't take my lover to Belfast and marry him is just another whole other question.
I agree on that, but the root canal business is what I'm sort of clinging on to.
What's funny about the root canal?
What do you think? What do you think? I'm just laughing at the idea of it. What do you think? Do you think that should be stopped? That free prescription should be stopped in Belfast?
Well, I just think say you're on like Job Seekers Allowance, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what's funny here, because you never know, you might be out of a job soon.
Fucking hope so.
3:45 in the post.
I'm so busy already.
I just think that, like, if you're unemployed, you should have to do some community service. I just don't think, and you shouldn't get.
Community service is a punishment, isn't it? So are you saying if you're unemployed, you should be punished?
No,
that's what you just said. You said if you're unemployed, you should have to do community service.
That's what you do instead of prison.
To try and get you back.
Community service is what you get if you like done a crime that you've been committed.
I don't think you thought this through at all, Dave.
It needs a new title. It can't be community.
I need to refer back to the Facebook quiz because
I don't. Where I'm going to disagree with you is I don't think you should. If you're unemployed, I don't think you should be put on community service. Right? I don't think that.
Should you have like a tag at home? One of those feet tags. Stay in your house.
Stop it!
I don't think. Oh my God. I don't think anybody should have to work. I don't think that. I genuinely don't think that. I don't think anyone should have to work.
Why do you think that though? Why?
Because you're a long time dead mate, and I think that this culture of just saying, "Oh, if you don't work, you're nobody." That's not the case.
I don't think that.
Most people, I think, will gravitate towards being creative in some way once they've not done it for a bit. That's what I actually think is the reality of it. So I think that most people. I had an argument with a Tory, high up Tory. I was on Sky News. I had a big argument with him because he was calling me out that I ever claimed Dole or Job Seekers Allowance, right? And I was saying, well, I did that back in my sort of like late teens.
Yeah, haven't we all?
And go, yeah, totally. But he was like, that's disgusting. And it transpired that this Tory bloke actually got a job with his father's company when he was that age and had never.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, fuck him.
No twat.
But he was getting very arsy about that, about the idea of me saying that you shouldn't have to work. You shouldn't have to work. Because I believe that if you put that. If you support society. Society will automatically, I think in most cases, not all, but in most cases, society will then support back. So people might have 6 months off, a year off, maybe 2 years off, whatever they end up doing, eventually they'll get bored and they'll gravitate towards being creative. And when people then are creative, and by the way, by creative I mean, you know, that in whatever walk of life, it doesn't have to be artistic, it could be whatever walk of life, they'll want to do work, they'll create stuff. And then I think if people are doing work because they actually want to do it, not because they have to do it, you get a very different society.
I think I've just been quite lucky in the sense that I've, you know, worked in musical theatre since I was a young age, and I've trained professionally, but I'm quite academic as well. I know
that academia isn't doing Facebook quizzes though, right?
It's not, My mastermind category is not politics today.
Yeah.
But I'm learning, right? Might be tomorrow. Just give me 5 minutes, yeah?
All right.
But it's because I thoroughly enjoy my work. You know, presenting isn't me, and I love it. And, you know, acting, singing, dancing, doing all that is really, really fun. I've never really done a job that I haven't enjoyed.
Okay.
But I've always worked really, really hard. I don't like being out of work. I like to make sure that I've got, you know, I've been on the dole for a short period between jobs as an actor.
Ben, I've got a root canal that time.
Should have been fucking community service, mate.
I got a root canal, babe. I did, and it was free. And I'm not afraid of that. Because technically I paid for it when I paid my tax bill at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's true. Or it could have been your parents paid for it, and then you pass that down. Then you sort of go, right, they pay the tax, I'll pay my tax eventually, and then that's how you sustain it.
I think that I'm not about like what is wrong with the country. I want to celebrate the good things about the country, because actually we've came such a long way, and it is a really, really beautiful, amazing city to be from. Mm. And there's so much good that needs to be celebrated.
Which one?
London.
Oh. London.
London is the most. England itself, you know. And Northern Ireland is amazing as well. Not so amazing to live in these days, but we'll not talk about that.
It's had worse times, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everyone practically has their knees now, which is great. You know, we've sort of edged away from blowing people up and whatever, but gays just aren't allowed to get married, so it's just...
Yeah, that will come. That will come. So yeah. It's that thing of just going... No, I think it's always been. I think, you know, for whatever reason... Northern Ireland goes at its own pace. So Northern Ireland has always, but for whatever reason...
It just happens to be like 10 years behind. It's hurry up, guys. We're waiting on you here.
You could look at it that way. You could look at it that way. And that's, you know, I'd probably agree with that. But I don't think that is because it's a... What's the word? I don't think it's...
It's a massively conflicted country anyway.
Yes, that's the issue. That's the issue.
There's no one party that's driving it forward. So they're always... One party, they both might agree, but one of them will just disagree for the sake of disagreeing.
Well, there we go.
Which is an awful, awful way to be.
Which, by the way, hasn't been restricted to just Ireland and Northern Ireland, rather. That's
worldwide.
People are contrary, aren't they?
Of course.
That's not an Irish trait.
Can I suggest something? You know, you're going on about this root canal, and I'm thinking about.
Fuck's sake.
No, but I've been thinking.
God
about, no, listen.
Honestly,
I've been thinking
Nat,
about.
I know.
This.
Do you know what's been good about this, Nat?
Yeah.
Is it started as a joke and then went into an interesting thing?
Is it because you need a root canal?
No,
and then
listen.
You pulled us back to root canal.
What I was thinking about was you had a thing about free root canal. No one really wants a root canal, do they? It's not something anyone particularly wants. So instead of like.
If they're in agony, they might want
instead
it.
Instead of going like, oh, if you don't have a job, you don't get a free root canal. Say, if you don't get a job, you have to have a root canal. And then that'll just like that'll be much nicer.
There you go.
How was that
for a brick wall? Up out, the conversation we were having.
Give out the root canals.
Revelations everywhere.
Yeah, revolutions.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Revolutions or resolutions.
Tell you what, Dean. Another day. When Nat's on holiday, I'll call you back and we'll have another discussion.
Well, also you're.
I think I might be busy having a root canal.
No,
actually.
She won't be here. She won't be here.
No,
don't worry.
No, but you're doing a new TV show, aren't you, Dean?
Yes, I am, actually. Oh, I forgot what I was talking
about. Yeah, exactly. That's why you're actually... We didn't know anything about the politics until you came on, to be honest.
I did Young, Free and Single last year on E4, which was really, really cool.
What is that? And what is it?
Young, Free and Single was a show where six singletons lived together in a house.
Okay.
And we went on a series of dates and had to watch them back live on TV.
Okay.
And it was a search to find the one and sort of the experts of dating and what it's like to go on dates, because everybody wants to fall in love. And... Practically everyone's been on a date or had a disastrous date, so it's actually quite funny to watch that back on TV. So it taught me a lot about dating, and it taught me a lot about myself, actually. And because you don't know how you behave on a date, like the things that you do, it's crazy. Like these random little twitches that you do and the things that you say, and it's like you've got verbal diarrhea for a whole 2 hours. It's hilarious to watch. But I didn't actually find anybody on the show. I was probably one of the only ones that came out. I got sued up on my last date, which was absolutely horrendous, but it made him look like a bit of a knob, so that didn't really bother me. But after that, I just thought, right, I'm never going to find the one. I'm going to be single forever. And I started to just sort of enjoy that. I was the person that's always gone out at the weekend, like the single one at the weddings, and kind of just pissed in the corner. And then I went to an anti-Valentine's party and met the man of my dreams.
Which was on Valentine's Day, wasn't it, obviously?
Which was on Valentine's Day, I'd never met him before. I had a couple of the boys around for some drinks on Valentine's night, and my friend was having a party across the road, so we went across, and he was there, and I was like, hi, should we go back to mine?
That quick.
Literally.
Yep, that's the way in it. That's the way forward.
You know what I mean? You've got to, you wouldn't test drive a Ferrari, would you? With a, you wouldn't buy a Ferrari without test driving it.
You probably would with Ferrari.
Yeah, you would.
I reckon they've probably got some sort of guarantee.
A Prius.
Yeah, right. Well, there we go. That's lovely. That's a lovely story.
Yeah, so I've got my new, I've got my own dating show coming out in a couple of, what are we in now? We're in the beginning of the summer. Mm-hmm. It's coming out and it's called Go Gay, where we take a series of, I go on dates.
April, we're in, mate. We're in April, gay. I just checked.
Is this April?
It's April, yeah.
Conversation's lasted so long, I thought it was May.
So when's Go Gay? Is it called Go Gay?
It's called Go Gay, yeah.
That's not written anywhere on your press release.
No, it just says keep your eyes peeled for a new exciting show moving to E4.
There we go.
Well, this is it.
Got the scoop. It's called
Go Gay.
You've got the scoop. Yeah, it's called Go Gay, and it comes out at the beginning of the summer. So
that was good. Exciting. Did you hear that? You should say that in all your promotion. It comes out and then do like a little wink.
And go gay.
Oh. Yeah.
Right, I'm not saying you should say what Nat said. I don't think you should go gay. I don't think you have to do that.
Go gay.
No, well, it's quite a funny premise, actually. But I think you should tune in and watch. It's basically me just trying to turn straight guys gay.
It's E4, though, isn't it?
Mm. No, this one's for a new online, unregulated TV channel.
Oh, fine. I'll watch that. I've never seen that, then.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch E4.
No.
I don't think it's for me, really. Which is allowed?
What?
I said I don't think it's for me, which is allowed.
Yeah, no, that's fine. You're allowed to have your own decision. And when I am Prime Minister, I will promote you to have your own
decision. Oh, wait, whoa, hang on. Fucking Prime Minister now.
Well, we've got to aim high.
You shouldn't go with the Lib Dems if you want to be Prime Minister.
I think you should keep that bit quiet.
Yeah.
Keep it quiet that you want to be Prime Minister, and then when opportunities arise, be like, oh, I've never thought about that. Mm. Oh, okay, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
If you insist.
So just play it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, or just go. I personally don't want to be Prime Minister, but the public have spoken, and I'm here to serve the public. So if they wish me to stand Prime Minister, then who am I to, deny that?
That's
how you play it, mate.
Do you know what? You have been so helpful, and I'm really, really glad that I virtually met you today, because I just don't think I could have done it without you both.
Okay. Oh. Well, can you remember that? If this comes to fruition, because, I've been thanked for things before, but when push comes to shove...
I won't forget you, and obviously there'll be loads of money around, so I can just throw some money at you, you can just be my advisor, how's that?
Well, alright then, will you credit me on your website?
Yeah.
Alright, that's all I ask for.
Very, very small thing. I'll put your Twitter on my Twitter, how's that?
What's your Twitter?
I am verified, I've got a blue tick.
That doesn't mean anything.
It does, it means that I could be Prime Minister.
No. With respect, having a blue tick means you're a wanker.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't ask for it, did I?
I don't know, did you? You must have done.
No, I didn't, they just gave it to me.
What's your Twitter?
The Dean Life.
The Dean
Life?
The
only life. Yeah, the only life that you'll ever need.
That's not all of it, is it?
Campaign.
The Dean... Like, I'm looking for you now. I'm looking for you now. Do right, it. Here he is. Here's the Dean Life. Right, so...
Now, when you look at this page, do you see Member of Parliament?
Hang on a second. Not yet. Northern Irish actor and presenter, columnist for Guys Like You and Gay Times Mag, dating and relationship expert, debut mag, inquiries, big talent group, all views correct. I like that, that's nice. 7,269 followers.
They're all real, though.
No, I don't doubt that for a second. But you got a blue tick that you maintained they just gave you?
No, they did.
I've got 9,827 followers, and there's no blue tick on mine.
I know, but...
I think someone has to request it for you, they? I don't think Twitter go today.
Twitter don't go,
names
right.
Names out of a hat.
Yeah.
Woo, today.
See, the reason again, what I'm doing here now, Dean, is I'm showing you what scrutiny you will be under as a politician. So if you go on Question Time and say, well, I didn't ask for a blue tick, they'll be on you like a shot.
And then there'll be all kinds of controversy.
Right, somebody has to ask. You don't get that blue tick for nothing.
What, so do I need the postcode and star sign of the exact person that's trying to afford to give it to
you? No, what you need to... Well, first off, you need to cut down the arrogance like that, and then the shoutiness, because you're getting confrontational and they'll be all over that as well. So what you need to do, Dean, is you need to go, somebody within my organisation requested that. Obviously, it's not an important thing to me. I'm not an egomaniac.
That's so boring. I want to switch things up.
Well, then you need to tell the truth. is what you need to do. You need to say, I or Channel 4 or whoever, E4, requested the blue tick. You can't...
They just give it to me.
No, they didn't. That's the lie, isn't it? That's the lie.
No.
Nat's not talking because she's trying to put a bra back on at the moment. Yeah, you're missing a treat,
really,
in here.
I can't do it either. It's really hard
to do. Because... Okay, let me answer it. Okay,
you've been caught in a lie.
Thank you for the question, Dean. Yeah, I know I am. I'm gonna answer it like a politician.
Right, let's hear it then.
Oh, thank you for the question there, Ray. I have got a blue tick, yes indeed. Now, it wasn't something that I had asked for.
Must be. You must have asked for it. They don't just give them out.
Because when I was involved in Young, Free and Single with Channel 4 as part of protocol... E4, that's another lie.
E4, not Channel 4.
But it was a Channel 4 press team.
Mm. Right.
So there we go. Thank you, well, sir. So, they gave me that because I had to be verified that I am who I say they are, because there was such a massive social media segment in the show, so therefore it would be bad of me to be faked.
Okay. Do you think that's true, though?
Listen, this isn't like... This isn't a Jeremy Kyle lie detector. I am telling you the truth.
Well, you might have to do it.
We have a thing on this show, Dean, and thank you for coming on, but we have a thing on this show where we have a bullshit meter, right? And I'm going to click the bullshit meter now. Now, if all's fine, it'll play Boy Named Sue by Johnny Cash. If it decides that you've lied, it will play Sailor V by Bewitched. Right?
So let's find out
whether or not... And thank you for coming on, but we're going to find out now whether or not you were lying. So don't forget, Johnny Cash meant he was telling the truth. Mm-hmm. Bewitched means that he was lying. I'm going to press the bullshit. Hang on. Wait, don't try and weasel out of it. Let's see if you were lying about the blue tick.
Some people say I look like me, Dad.
Right. Sounds like Bewitched to me, mate. Bewitched.
Yep.
The liar's tune.
Oh, yes.
Meant he was a liar. Lies. Who was Bewitched for, please?
Ian Robinson.
All request. 10 are you going for?
I'm going for a strong 10.
I'll give it 8.
8.
For the sake of it. I had an email from Peter Lodge.
Okay, yes.
Hey, Ray, so nice to hear from your mum. Was it?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, you mean on the show?
Yes, yeah.
I thought it was just some sort of insult on email. You and her have similar speech patterns. That'll happen, that.
Yeah.
When she taught me to speak, I think, or she was one of the people involved. And great story, smiley face. Truly amazing relationship, man, respect. Aww. It's not, you know. Not necessarily truly amazing relationship. Ups and downs.
We've got a song for Peter later, if you want to play it today. Maybe next week. Boston, More Than a Feeling, because he's doing a dissertation. He emailed me to tell me. Silent Mark has said...
What's this you're doing?
Some tweets, please. Oh. Considering Nat has just said she loves you back on it, is that official? I mean, should I buy
that's
a
not,
ring?
You're speaking too fast. I don't have a clue what you're saying.
Considering Nat has just said she loves me back on air, is that official? I mean, should I buy a ring?
Well, it depends whether you've given up on life or not, Mark.
No, don't say that. Robin has got in touch saying,
if you've
again,
ruled out every other person on earth.
Me and Wes are settling in to listen to Ray, whether she's got a cat called Wes. So that's her and the cat are listening to the show.
Right.
So there's that.
Who's that?
That is Robin. Paul Clark says, any chance we could one day hear Nat?
Can you leave gaps for me to talk as well?
Oh, sorry. What do you want to say about the cat?
Nothing. Just I want the opportunity.
Paul Clark. Any chance we could one day hear Nat and Raji James live in the studio with Ray?
Let it go. This is the problem with this job that I do. You can't... No one lets you carry on.
Move on with stuff.
Just let me carry on. I don't speak to Raji anymore.
Okay, what about this then from Paul Douglas?
I'm not falling out. I just don't see him anymore. No. Why on earth would I bring Raji into it?
I can't read this one out.
Why not?
Because I'll sound like an arsehole if I do.
Well, give it a crack.
Paul Douglas.
Yeah.
A bit late, only up to episode 10. Just confirming that apart from being piss funny, unusual choice of words, the answer to is Nat fit, yes. Shame about that hairy growth on her shoulder, though. What's that? I've got a growth on my shoulder.
Oh, does it mean the picture of me behind
you? Oh,
you're
trying to be behind me.
I'm not trying to be behind you.
You are behind me.
I'm being basically pushed into a corner by Nat's arse.
No, you're not being.
Nat's fat ass.
Alex Scott TV says, I mean this in a nice way. Oh, either Barry Dodds is Ray's mum through a voice synthesizer, or Brenda is Barry high pitched. They haven't got the same voice at all.
No, I think the intimation of that is they both talk utter bollocks.
Oh, no, they don't.
Well, yes, they do.
A lot of people saying they like Jonathan Crofts, he's like your mum. Carpet Martin says he's met your mum at Keele University in 2002. I was comparing his gig. Lovely lady.
No memory of that, but I believe you.
Julie Kay says next week on Mrs. Boldsworth Tales how Ian ran for local mayor age 4, which could have happened
because
you were doing that at 2.5.
And the reason I never got voted in is because I left before it started. Because someone had measles.
Steve Page says, first one I've heard live since your return. Caught the trail end of your mum. Dare I say, best guest in ages.
Well, so that's nice.
And then Jonathan Croft has asked for a request, but we're not doing live requests, are we?
No,
can't. I can add it to the list.
We can't. It's impossible.
I can add it to the list.
No, it's impossible to even add it to the list while we're on air.
Okay, I won't do that then.
Simply can't be done.
Okay.
Can you shove that door over for us? James has joined us.
Yes.
James Ketchell.
Yes.
Who now was meant to be with us last week, is that right?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, and you had a cold.
Oh, a little bit more than a cold.
Well, that's I can only say what was reported
to me. I'm
a
big girl's blouse.
What happened to you? So
I suffer quite badly from tonsillitis.
You had tonsillitis?
Yeah, I get it quite bad, but...
Is he bringing tonsillitis into the studio?
No, don't worry, I'm good now. It's all good.
How do you know? Have you got a doctor's note?
Yeah, I have. Do you want to see it?
Yeah, I want to see it.
Okay, it's in my bag. Hold on.
I don't have tonsils, so I'm fine.
So, James, the reason we're speaking with you, is... This has just been thrown at me.
Oh, cool.
This is your book.
What's it about?
It's called The Ultimate Triathlon.
Cool.
Yeah? Is it your book?
No, it's not my book. Of course it is, yeah.
It's not your book. No, I've got to take your first answer. Got to take your first answer. Right, I'll straight up.
Do you like the front cover?
The front cover's nice. Oh, I like the front cover. That's lovely. I like the orange.
Mm.
I like the crossfading of images in the background. And you've got a big quote off Bear Grylls.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. He's a good guy.
Not hugely familiar with him, but I believe he's like an adventure man.
Yeah, does like colonics to himself.
He said, as you read James' story, is that what he does? Is that what he's known for?
I think when people say about Bear a lot of the time, if they don't really watch the shows,
they're
like,
Bear, they say he does colonics on himself.
Yeah, well, because when you're out at sea and stuff,
you've got such a weird life.
I've seen that clip. How many times is that clip shown on TV?
I haven't seen that clip.
I've not seen that.
But,
I knew nothing about that until you just
really?
Said it.
Oh, really? Will know about this shortly when they did a colonics, not colonics.
Just shaking his head.
He's lying
through the window. It's you. You're just insane. As you read James' story, you'll begin to believe that you too could achieve the extraordinary.
Hmm.
What it says. Now, I don't get it.
Okay.
Personally. All right. I'm willing to listen.
What don't you get?
I don't know why you do it. I honestly don't get it. I'm not saying it's not impressive. I just think it's pointless.
Yeah, probably.
So it's confrontational interview from the office.
I love it. You know, let me tell you something. This life
is
about one thing. And that one thing is about being happy.
That's
true. It doesn't matter what you do.
Agreed.
Whether you climb up mountains, whether you, I don't know, you whatever, it doesn't matter what you do. But as long as you do something that makes you happy.
Yep.
And I happened to find out quite a few years ago that I have this knack for somehow surviving on expeditions and coming back and telling stories.
Okay.
And I love that.
Fine.
So when you find out what you love, you take that and you run with it. That's all I'm doing. Nothing special whatsoever.
Then I have no counter-argument to that whatsoever, because I absolutely agree with that. In fact, I wrote a very similar thing this weekend in a book thing that I'm writing.
Mm-hmm.
And I absolutely agree with you. And that's an interesting jumping-off point, that, because I do believe... I was speaking to someone recently about happiness and about contentment. It was at a TV production. I'm going to not say an awful lot about it, but it was somebody that worked on the show. They weren't in front of the camera, behind camera. Mm. And they were telling me, we were all just saying how miserable we were doing the show. Not because of the show. It was just like, oh, I can't be bothered. You know, we're getting notes from upstairs. Like, oh, I can't be fucked with this anymore. And he was saying to me that he has another hobby that he likes doing, but he can't do that for his living because he can't turn down the money of the TV work, is what he said. And I said, but you have to. You have to do that. You can't...
You've just highlighted something that a lot of the time people come to me and say, I want to do this, I want to do that. You know, how did you make your dream happen? The hardest part is taking the first step. Human beings are naturally afraid of stepping out of their comfort zone. Your friend, the person who you were talking about, he could easily achieve what he wants to and go off and do his freelance stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But human beings are programmed to automatically sort of put barriers in the way and think about why you can't do something. But if you take a step back and think, well, okay, what do I need to do in order to make that happen? And you start breaking it down, exactly the same way my mindset was when I crossed the Atlantic. I thought, well, I've got 3,000 miles of ocean to row.
I've done that.
Yeah, of course you have. You know, it's
on a plane then.
I've got 3,000 miles of ocean to row, right? Mm. So if I do one thing, and that one thing is to just keep going, as long as I don't row in circles, by default, I will get to land. It may not be where I want to be, but I'm going to run out of ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And if you break down what you need to do, and you know, that varies to what you're trying to achieve. If you do that one thing and just keep going, you will always reach your goal or get where you want to go or be.
Well, yeah,
I'll tell you that for a fact.
We're singing from the same hymn sheet on that, in a sense, in that I think the issue that people have, as an amateur philosopher on this, the issue people have is that they don't know what they want. And that's what the actual problem is they don't know what they want. So you could say to someone, like I've seen so many sort of people in comedy who just sort of like, oh, well, I want to do this. And, you know, if you work really hard, you'll get it. It's like, well, you might not necessarily get it, but that's not necessarily either what you want.
Some of the most interesting people I know still don't know what they want to do.
Yeah.
You just end up doing something.
But they often think they want something different. So where I'm at the moment certainly is I just don't want to leave my house at the moment. I really don't. That's what will make me absolutely happy, is to work from home full stop. If indeed I do any work. That thing, you know. And that might be, I'm like 23 now. And that might be the age that I'm at, is that it's, you know, you sort of just get to that point where you're like, that won't make me happy, that. And it might give me some money, but it won't make me happy. And I think I've always done that in comedy, certainly. I've always not done gigs that I don't like or don't want to do, always. But other comics go, oh, you've got to do that weekend there. Oh, you've got it. It's like, no, you haven't got to do that at all.
You just mentioned money. I'll tell you something
about
money.
Do you
want some?
Yeah.
I haven't really got that much.
I'll sell you this book.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. It's called The Ultimate Triathlon, James Ketchell.
Oh, cool.
Is there a price? £10?
That's a very reasonably priced book, isn't
it? £10, but it's brand new. It's literally never been touched until now.
Has it been signed? I could sign it.
Has it been signed?
No, not yet.
Not even been signed. So it's ready to be signed.
Yeah.
I'll sign it.
Oh, yeah.
We'll all sign it.
I'll tell you something about money, right? I have been very fortunate in my quest for sponsorship. I don't personally have any money at all. I'm pretty much broke all the time.
Right.
The life of an adventurer is not particularly prosperous. But
there's no shops in the jungle, so it doesn't matter.
I've met a lot of very wealthy people in my quest for sponsorship, in my begging letters and, you know, please sponsor me for this, blah, blah, blah. And one of the things that I've noticed, and all of them sort of turn around and you know, a friend of mine recently, I took a friend across the Atlantic, and he is a very wealthy individual, and he said to me, James, I pretty much have whatever I want. I could have any car that I want sat on the drive, but what would mean so much more to me is to be able to get across this Atlantic, the Atlantic, and experience what you've experienced. That to me is worth so much more than money, and that was really quite amazing. That someone who's a multi-millionaire and can have anything was saying that. And ultimately, a lot of these people that have lots of money, there's one thing that I've noticed with all of them, and they all recognize that no matter how much money you have, you cannot buy time back. That is why all of these people that are loaded.
That's true, but you can buy time off,
you can buy time off.
And I think, you know, that's the fear in people, is they go, well, I can't afford not to have this money.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, but if you shove yourself in a situation where you've got no choice, if you shove yourself in a situation where then the money will come, 9 times out of 10. Not always, though. It's not a guarantee, that. But I think if you just literally bite the bullet and go, right, I'm not going to do that. The amount of times that I've turned down gigs and gone, I can't believe I turned down that weekend. That weekend was like £600 and you know, blah, 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 blah. Or I've pulled out of this thing that was however much money or whatever. Yeah. But always, almost without fail, always money has come from somewhere else or something else has happened which has covered that. But again, it's not a guarantee. But I do think there's something to the idea of having a rule in your life at whatever stage you get to where you have that rule where you go, I am literally not going to do something that will make me unhappy. I just won't do it.
It's all about having a balance, isn't it? I mean, obviously, it doesn't matter what job you do, at some point you're going to have to, there's going to be an element of that job that you don't particularly enjoy, but you just have to do it.
No, but you don't, but I don't think you do have to do it. Do you think you do? I really don't think you do. I think once you get the sense, I write a lot about mental health and I write a lot about depression and things like that. And the conclusion I think I'm hurtling towards at the moment is that the second something doesn't feel right to you, you can bail on it. Like you can. Like you can just go, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to leave it. I'm not going to do it. And I think.
But would you get anything done if every time you thought, I don't want to do that, and you just gave up? You didn't get anything done.
No, because it's not quitting on something. You're not quitting on it. You're saving yourself. So you're not quitting on the actual thing.
Yeah.
You're not going, oh, I can't do that anymore. It's getting too hard work. Mm. It's not that. It's going, that will make me miserable. I'm not going to do it. Now, I had a weird situation yesterday. I had a day off yesterday for the first time in about 5 weeks. One day off yesterday. And I didn't know what to do. I was at home and I didn't know what to do. But I had the rule, I'm not going to do any work at all. So I had some editing to do. I'd done that on the Saturday. I had Sunday completely free. Me and my missus just sat in the living room like, we were both like, I can't remember what we do. I can't remember what we do when we have time.
Yeah. What did you end up doing?
We literally on the sofa. No, we didn't even do that. Because my mum might be listening. Well, I promise we didn't do it. No, we actually didn't. We literally just lounged around for a day. And then we went out about five-ish just down to the shops and we're like, oh, it's been a nice day. We hadn't even realised because the curtains were drawn. We've wasted a day. But it was kind of a nice thing to do that, to get away from Twitter and all those sorts of things. Just not...
Yeah.
Literally just have a minute of breathing space. And I knew, well, we both knew we had very busy weeks this week. And again, that thing, my mum was on earlier on the show. Can't even remember how that happened, but it did happen. And I'm just going to go to the rugby on Friday because I've got an evening where I can do something and I'm up north anyway. I'm like, oh, so we'll do that. And I think it's about making a concerted effort to include those things in your life and to remember what you do and to remember why you do it. Because otherwise you are, in a cliched way, you're just living to work. You are. Mm. And I don't get it. I don't get why I would have ever done it. I don't think I've done it much compared to other people. Is that I really think it should be like, no, I'm not going to do that because it will make me miserable.
Trick is to find something you love doing, huh?
What is there? It's definitely not what you do.
No?
I know it's not that.
So you don't fancy coming... I'll tell you what, right? The best place to chill is about when the sun's going down, maybe about 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening in the middle of the Atlantic.
But it's
a calm day. The water just glistens in a different way. Yeah, the wildlife is incredible.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, mate. But the fact of the matter is you've got days either side of that where you've got to get there.
Yeah,
it took me 110 days.
What is
110
it?
Days, 4 hours and
get
4 minutes.
Speedboat, how are you doing this?
You row it.
Yeah, row.
What do you love about it, though? What is it that you love about rowing for that
many
times
a day?
That's
the bit I don't get.
Hey, to be honest, it should have taken about 70 to 80 days.
That's a long time, though.
I was quite unlucky, actually, because back in 2010, there was a lot of bad weather in the Atlantic. Mm. So that bad weather basically shifted the wind and effectively blew me back instead of blowing me the right way. So what should have taken, 70, 80 days took 110 days. But it's not like there's anything you can do. You can't just get off the boat and walk home and go home. The best way to describe it, when you're caught in bad weather, and it's not like this all the time, it's like being on a roller coaster ride.
Okay.
And no matter how loud you scream, it's never going to stop.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you, that will either make you or break you. And there's not much you can do about it.
But I'll tell you how it's not like a roller coaster ride, in that you don't have a guarantee of safety on it.
No, you don't.
Which you do on a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, well, not always.
You're meant to have a guarantee of safety.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
There's an implicit and a tacit guarantee of safety. I don't get it. I honestly don't. I've no issue with you doing it. You're allowed. But I don't understand. I don't understand it. I don't get it.
Well, what's your next adventure then? Obviously, if you're an adventure, there will be something else that you're leading up to.
I'm going to go on a date with you
now. What do you want to do?
Yeah, that'd be a good adventure.
Where are you going on a date?
Mate, what do you like to honestly, no matter what you think you've experienced so far, you've experienced for adrenaline and all the rest of it, literally go and meet Nat for a date.
Why?
And,
it'll be a
see
lovely
how
time.
That goes.
Really?
A lovely time.
Hey, I love a challenge.
It's not even that it's a challenge, because she would anyway.
Really?
But it's more a challenge of your
Patience, yeah. Certainly one of them.
You have to be patient guy. If you're on the ocean.
I'm a pretty patient guy.
80 days on your own, patience.
Yeah. I think what you've done here, James, you've mistaken the adventures you go on for being the peak of adventure, and they're not.
No, they're not.
No, the peak of... try spending half an hour in Nat's company.
Yep, and you'll be like, 70 more days, that's what you'll say.
But remember the thing I said about you don't have to do things you don't like that will make you miserable.
So as soon as it gets bad, we just get up and walk out. Yeah. Because we don't want to do it. We're not giving up.
It won't be in the middle of the ocean either for a
day. Do you ask a question as an independent adjudicator? Do you think either of Nat's eyes are looking better than the other one?
Oh, God.
At the moment. Which one do you think looks best?
I don't know what they look like. He put some eye drops in my eyes.
I think your right eye
is looking... Yes.
Yeah, Nat's right eye is looking better.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why? Have you told him to say that?
When?
No.
I've been sat
that's
with you.
That's so weird, because that's where he put the eye drop in.
I know.
See?
It does look better. I'm looking at you now.
You can tell a lot about looking at someone's eyes.
In what way?
There you go. James and Nat look into each other's eyes now.
Mm. What? Why don't
for
understand?
2 minutes. No, Nat!
I'll do 2 minutes!
Nat, look back!
That's weird.
It's not weird. How's this weird? This
how
is weird.
It look, how does it look? What is the difference
James
between
said
them? I've probably
you can,
got, like,
you can look into his eyes.
Okay, sorry. Yeah.
James said you can tell a lot from looking in someone's eyes, so I'm going to let James look into your eyes now for 2 minutes, starting now.
What can you tell?
Well, let's see what he sees in there.
I'm getting all sorts of things.
What sort of things?
I can't really say on air.
I mean, I presume you're not getting GCSEs.
Hey! You could be quiet out there as well. I hear him laughing.
What do you think of Nat?
I think...
Is this the first time you met Nat?
Yes. Mm. Yes, mm. Yes.
Was anyone talking to you?
No.
Can he respond for himself?
Yes.
I will be asking you questions as well.
Okay, fine.
That's interrupt everybody.
Sorry.
Right, sorry about that, James.
I think that she is a wonderful young lady.
Based on... Well, I mean, there's two things I disagree with there.
Oh,
based on what?
Just based on the way she looks, just based on her, the way
so
she
weird.
Talks to me.
Has he started, you have started just, talking differently, haven't you? Like, oh, she's that.
This is like the funniest radio interview
yes.
I've ever had. It's great.
Oh, look at that. We've made it for the funnest radio.
No, none of it was to do with you, Nat.
Okay, fine. Well, let's ask James about that.
All right. Keep going. Let's see if we can find a compliment for Nat. So
just give me a compliment.
Yeah. I've sort of dished out quite a few, but I'm sure there's a few more in the bank.
What about general demeanour? Are you a single gentleman, by the way?
Yeah, well, you know...
Oh, hang on, that's only dodgy,
doesn't
it?
Yeah, it does sound like, yeah.
Well, in so much as I don't coffee. Let on that she exists.
Got a couple of wives. Like, what? James?
Right. Nat's single.
Yeah, really? But then he's...
I should tell you, by
why?
The way...
Why? I mean,
why? Fucking hell.
Don't
can
start!
Come on.
We're going to have
Let's
to make
honest,
the show an hour longer.
And she's an extremely attractive young lady.
Thanks, James.
She dresses well.
Thank you, James.
She's got a good job. You know, she works on the radio. Well, she's confident. Yeah.
I'm going to contest the word works.
Okay. Oh, she turns up. Yeah. She at least turns up.
I'm in the building.
So, exactly.
I'm in the building. So,
yeah.
So, you know,
why
is
she single?
Something's not right here.
Really.
That I agree with.
I think she's a little bit fussy.
I am very fussy. Yeah.
See, look, we've never
fussy,
even met
James.
Before, and I can tell.
You got that out of my eyes.
I'm not sure she's fussy.
I am fussy.
I don't know. Well, she has claimed that before. I'm not sure that's what's going on here at all. I think, I'll tell you what I think.
What do you think?
We might be getting too deep with any, like, sort of 6 minutes to go.
Yeah.
I think she's scared.
What's she scared of?
That's my genuine assessment of the situation. Really? I think she's scared.
What would you be scared of, though? What someone of your calibre, how can you be scared?
Thanks, James. What am I scared of?
I don't know. I think you're scared of, not necessarily commitment, because I think you'd love that. I think she's scared of it going wrong.
Yeah.
Well,
but listen,
happens,
stuff goes wrong.
Oh, no, yeah, and that's right what she said then. Yeah. She said then, and obviously that happens. Yeah, obviously that does happen, yeah.
Yeah.
So she's scared of the inevitable.
Yeah. Oh.
Is how we've got it. Let's condense this down. Nat is scared of what will definitely happen.
Not definitely, but could.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I've never really got
you,
to the bottom of Nat.
You must be fighting guys off. Absolutely.
Yeah.
James is my favourite guest we've ever had. I'm not even joking. Apart from your mum.
Will just said Will
said
him here, I think he's been drinking.
Heck, you're such all of you.
I think what happens is, I think when you've been in the jungle in Atlanta, that I think all your perception goes wrong.
I was in the jungle back in November. It's a great place.
Oh, here we go.
Was it?
I was out.
Does that remind you of anything you saw in the jungle?
What?
That's a good question.
What would I remind him of that is in the jungle?
I don't know, Sherpa. I don't know. What's in the jungle?
Sherpa. There's no Sherpas in the jungle.
Like some sort of ape.
We have actually actually had a question in for you, James.
Okay.
Really quickly answer from Hannah Bella. No, I'm ignoring this.
Ignoring what? No, say no.
Being cheeky. Can you ask him, you, James, where you've been and your favourite places, best experiences? That's probably not going to get done.
That's not a real...
That's okay.
No where way is that a real one to the show.
It's a real Hannah Bella now. Yeah. Hannah Bella now.
So where have I been? I've cycled around the world. I think that was 22 different countries. Oh. Run out of time if I name them all, wouldn't we?
Yes.
But my favourite place would be Nepal. I love the
Nepal.
People. I love the people there. Now, let me tell you, a lot of people that live there, they don't have a great deal, but they will give you the clothes off their back if you needed them. And I just...
Is that
just,
why you go there?
That's
right,
why,
sorry.
A, that's
I'm
why
gonna
I go there.
I'm going to Nepal for freebies.
Instead of H&M.
But when you come across someone... That's really like that in this day and age.
Yeah. Yes.
It's fantastic, and obviously the scenery. I like to climb and relatively active. So,
do you ever go on planes?
Yeah, I do actually.
Well, I imagine just rowing everywhere that you need to.
Well, I mean, I only rowed across the Atlantic because I couldn't afford a plane ticket.
You're like Parkinson, you. Never been on a plane.
Actually, I'm working on this amazing project in a couple of years' time to potentially gyrocopter around the world. So I actually love flying.
What's a gyrocopter?
No, Google gyrocopter. It's a really cool piece of kit. Okay. James Bond had one. So if Bond had a gyrocopter, it's got to be cool. Check out.
That's one way of looking at it. That's one way of looking at it. Okay, well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
And, but how would you feel about, like, sort of, to go back to what we're talking about, dragging that along with you? Because what I'll be just straight out honest.
Yeah.
I want her gone. I want her out of the way.
Gotcha.
So if an adventurer comes in here, right, and says, I go all around the world, I go, oh, what do you think of that?
Yeah.
You go, oh, she's all right, she's good looking, either way. You go, oh, she's nice, and I go, oh, cool. So then I'm thinking, opportunities.
Let's get rid of her.
Take her wherever you go. She can come back, hopefully a changed person, and with a story, with something to say that she doesn't have at the moment.
Okay. So my question is,
where can we go?
Can you cook?
Amazing.
Can you clean?
What an audition.
As long as you can do that, I'll do the rest.
Why can't you cook?
Cook and clean?
Why do I have to be the cook, James?
Because
it's just asking, can you cook and clean?
I'm not particularly good cook.
Yeah, I'm all right. I can handle... We can have a microwave there, I'm sure, can't we?
We cannot have a microwave in the gyrocopter.
Look at this, very angry.
Very
angry at just the suggestion of that.
We cannot have a microwave.
No, you can't have that now.
They've got those little dry meals that you just pour water in and they come to life, don't
That's
they?
That's absolutely correct. Exactly, dehydrated ration packs.
We can have those, couldn't we?
Or pot noodles,
though, no. No, you need hot water for that.
How's your map reading?
Brilliant. As long as I've got enough Google on it.
Tell you something about Google Maps. I cycled around the world using Google Maps.
See?
I kid you not.
Perfect.
Wow. It's only useful when you're in a city.
I presume there's no internet in the middle of the Atlantic, though.
There is not. But you don't need internet out there.
Well, she would.
I would do for the
check
Google.
Her Facebook and stuff.
I don't really use Facebook, but I would do for the map reading thing.
Well, we don't. We have a chart plotter that does all that.
Chart
plotter is like sat nav for the ocean.
Okay.
It tells you which way to go.
Oh.
It's completely
foolproof.
Did you handle
that? Yeah, chart
plotter.
Chart plotting.
And all you'll need to do
job
is
title
just,
as well.
Just row. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll do the
row. I can row.
I think this is a really good idea. I think, because you can do basically now what you're in charge of, right? Yeah. Cooking, cleaning, and rowing, right?
Yeah. The traditional females.
Yeah. You're fulfilling that part of it.
Listen, you would come back with the most amazing suntan.
Abs.
You'd be ripped to the bone.
When are you going?
Look like
Hulk. You'd be ripped to the bone.
Yep.
You'd have the most amazing tan. You'd come back with the most amazing stories, and everyone would
I'm up for this.
Would just be so jealous.
What?
I'm not very good at swimming, though.
Well,
you don't have to swim, you're in a boat.
You're not going to swim across the Atlantic, are you?
In a boat, mate. You don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
You're just in charge of cooking, cleaning, and rowing. That's your job.
Cooking, cleaning, not mat reading.
No.
Rowing.
I'll do it.
No, and James. I can't really work out. I'll be the captain.
I will tell you what to do.
How about that? In two hours, you've gone from being captain of the radio.
I clearly like being told what to do. No,
you've gone from captain of the radio now to captain of your own ship.
All right. Before you review it, Carpet Martin quickly, as I know we've got to wrap up, says, no offence to me, but I'm just saying 100 days at sea alone can change a man. To the better, yeah.
Change a man?
Yeah.
Yeah,
into what, a woman? I don't know what he means by that.
No, it can.
To a fish? I don't know.
Yeah, mentally, it can change you.
Well, this has been,
it's been nice, isn't it?
I feel like we've made progress here.
Yeah, I do too.
So I think we've got to go now. But I think
we've got to go.
Yeah, we're out.
That was quick.
Very quick.
I think basically as soon as we start this last track, God Save the Queen, as always,
yes.
I think that you should just go now.
Oh, right. I don't have a passport on me.
I've got an idea. If you read my book,
I will
you'll
do.
Find out what it's like.
Okay, all right, and I'll read it. I'll take some notes.
Then you'll have an idea.
Make some notes.
Whether you want to do it or not.
Got to factor in learning to read first.
No, I can read.
James, do you want me to read it to you?
Yeah. Oh, here we go. At yes. sea, on the Atlantic. This is all sorted.
Audiobook.
Thanks for joining us today. James, thanks
thank
for coming
you.
In.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nat, for nothing. Now get in your boat. Row!